show.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode. I'm Bobby.
Mini Del Macho.
I'm super hungover. So you'll get the bassy voice today. I should get hungover more often. I like the way I sound when I'm hungover.
We're missing Chi with her high-pitched voice to counteract
your
bassiness.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's going to be our episode today, Just the Dudes. Before we get started, though, shout-out to a new Patreon, Robert. Thanks for coming through.
Thanks, buddy.
Got to get a t-shirt code out there. Should we just...
We got to change it.
Change what?
Our Patreon setup.
Yeah, but we always say that. We should probably just send out a bunch of codes to our existing Patreon so they can get a second shirt.
Because
who knows when we're going to get that new design coming.
Well, segueing into our new logo, I think it'd look good on a shirt.
Mm-hmm. I think it would look good on a shirt, but we have to get the right resolution for it. Oh, my God. I just told
you. Is that a lot of work?
I don't... think
was so. The original big or?
Oh my goodness. I'm fucking everything up, guys. Hold on.
I'm the one that's hungover, man.
Yeah, I'll get it up there so people who are watching on Twitch can see our new logo. Mm-hmm. It should be, I don't know if it's going to be on this episode because it takes a while for it to process once I update it on our website, but it should be on the MP3s, like the ID3 tags there, but it's cool. I like it. It's got an electronic circuit board with a mouse on it and then just DL Gaming. It's a good look and it's kind of simple and plain, which I like about it.
Yeah. And the name's nice and big.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll bring it back up so you guys can see it again. But yeah, maybe we could put that on a shirt. There was another design that we really liked as well. That was like that, but a little bit different.
Yeah.
And that one might work a little bit better on a shirt.
I believe so,
yeah. You're talking about the horizontal one?
Yeah, the horizontal one.
Yeah, I like that one more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just for a logo for iTunes and for the podcast, I don't know if it works as well.
No, I feel you. Yeah, but for a shirt.
Yeah, on a shirt, I think it would be cool.
Did you lose it?
Yeah.
Oh, there it is. Okay.
I'm bringing it back up. Having some issues with the mouse here. Which one is it?
It's that one to the right, no?
Nope.
Oh, this is the one. Here. Okay, this is the one we're looking at.
Okay.
The podcast.
Yeah. So, yeah, let me switch this here so you guys can get a good look at it. Yeah, so hopefully that shows up nice when it's shrunk down a little smaller, but that's what we're working with.
Will that be live on when this goes live?
It might be.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think the change will go through by then, but you should be seeing it soon. Man, I should bring up our original logo. Do you remember that one? Like the original one, the green and yellow one?
Yeah, that's good, man. I like that one.
Yeah, it was good, but it was like...
We've rocked those same colors till this day.
No, I'm not talking about the D and the L. I'm talking about the original.
I don't know what it is.
Man, I wonder if our original site is up. We had some free hosting through some site.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, it was pretty bad, but it was free.
That's true.
God.
Hey, Bobby, what's this company that has a sale? I don't recognize any of these games, man.
Focus Home Interactive?
Yeah.
They actually release a lot of games that you're familiar
with. Yeah, I played Insurgency, which was a pretty good Counter-Strike clone.
Yeah.
What's that one? I have Mordheim.
Yeah, Mordheim. Remember you played that.
Bobby, go up a little
Sticks.
Bit.
You played that
A little bit. Gothic Armada. I believe that's the one where you play as capital ships.
Capital ships from what?
From Warhammer.
Oh, okay.
I believe. And so, you'll have, you shoot at other ones, but then also you have swarmers, like little ships that go up, but you don't control them.
They're
Yeah, it's pretty cool. There's part two. Who knew?
Yeah, there's a couple games in here I played. Call of Cthulhu is on there. And speaking of which, that's on our on the radar section. So Call of Cthulhu, we talked about that a little while ago. It's releasing October 30th, and they have a new gameplay trailer of it, which looks good. It actually looks better than the original stuff I saw for it. Because when I first saw it, I was like, this could go either way. It could be good or it could be bad. But then after watching this trailer, I was like, this might actually be good. But still, for $40.
Is that a pre-order price? Is that what that is?
$40.49?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, full price is $45. Yeah, exactly. But still, I mean, that's like $40, $45. That's a lot.
Do we have a release date on this?
Yeah, like October 30th.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay, I remember talking about this now.
They have a lot of random games.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like they are capturing the whole Call of Cthulhu Lovecraftian vibe.
Hmm.
So, I don't know, maybe it'll be good, but it's probably still too early to tell.
When was that dude alive? When did he write all this shit? Like 1900?
I think it was the 40s, yeah. Wasn't it?
No, it was like 1915 to like, I think he died in that like 1940.
Early? Wow.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, it was like the early 1900s.
Wow.
Pretty creepy.
Yeah. Yeah, it could be good.
Let's kick this show off.
All right, what else we got on the radar?
Oh, we're already doing that.
Warriors Orochi 4.
Warriors Orochi 4. It's a Dynasty Warriors game. You guys don't like them, right?
No. Well,
I never really played them
when I was a kid.
Yeah, that's pretty much what they're just big hack and slash beat 'em ups. Like you just go through waves of people like their paper, mm-hmm. and then you have like other generals you fight. But there's a I can't think of who they are. But anyway, Japan is having like a huge expo right now. I think it might have just ended, but they're announcing a whole bunch of games.
Yep.
This is part of it. I used to be a really big fan of Dynasty Warriors back in like the Xbox days, and they're fun, just like time killers. It's fun co-op just to go around and slay literal thousands of people.
Yeah. And it's kind of like you're in a Braveheart battle, but you have superpowers. You're like a superhero amongst humans.
And they had like a lot of spin-offs. Like they had a Zelda one. They had Gundam.
Really?
They had Dead or Alive characters. Yeah, I played
Dynasty Warriors like 8 last year and fucking hated it. So, dude, it was so bad.
Oh, yeah.
It was so bad. I think it was a bad port, plus bad graphics, terrible controls, just bad all the way around.
They're not very innovative, as Squirm says in chat. Once you've played one, you played them all. Like they have like small.
Well, I mean, not only that, but didn't they reuse assets in different games? Straight up use the same assets from an older game and a new one.
Yep.
Yeah, they.
I've heard a lot of criticism just flip about
these.
This.
Yeah, they just flip these games. It's basically a yearly release. They recently released Dynasty Warriors 9, I think it was, which was just like the worst game ever. Like nobody liked anything they did with it.
Yeah. Even fans of the series started abandoning it, it seems. But I've never really been into these games.
But Warriors Orochi, it does have a bit better reputation, so this one might be better.
Mm. Still sucks.
Maybe.
All right, Devil May Cry 5.
Yeah.
I'm not up to date on the lore. Have you played 3, 4?
I've played them all, I believe.
Okay, so Dante was the dude for like at least the first 3, right?
Yes.
And then what happened? So at some point, some other younger dude
Nero
came in.
Nero came in.
Okay.
And it's just, I think that happened in Devil May Cry 4.
Did he die? No. Did Dante die?
Well, actually, the first half of the game you play as Nero, and then you play as Dante the last half.
Oh, okay.
So yeah,
I think I actually played that one.
That's
maybe
a really good one. I think the fourth one's the best one.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know about the lore. The lore is pretty crazy. You don't really need to know about it. Just monsters from hell are coming and you just kick the shit out of them.
Yeah, it's the combo system. It's all what sells this game.
Definitely.
Sword, sword, shoot, jump, sword, mega jump.
Yeah.
Or mega shoot.
And then turn devil mode and then do more shit. But yeah, that's what really made this game is the combo mode for sure. Every game that's come out, they introduce like a new element. I think in the third one, you could be like a class, like you'd be like a sentinel or like a agility or something.
These graphics are sick, dude.
Oh, yeah, for sure, dude. It's Devil May Cry. They've always made great games. Every Devil May Cry, well, except for the second one, maybe. But the Dante, he's just like super badass, like he's just like over the top badass and like not afraid of anything,
unapologetically so too, you know. What definitely. I mean, like, well, you know, the Japanese, there's nothing corny in Japanese culture, so it's like they just go for it. There is no over the top.
Yeah,
I don't
it seems so, man. Yeah, with all the crazy animes that come out of there. I think this one is gonna have Nero and Dante again. I don't know how that's gonna work. But I really loved Nero from the fourth one. The combat system was a lot more fluid with him. And you just keep combos going a lot faster.
So are you, you're in?
More than likely I'll be buying this.
Cool. When's this come out?
I don't know.
I don't know if October. No, this is out already.
Is it out already? No, it's a pre-purchase. No, it's a pre-purchase.
Oh.
Yeah.
But usually they would have released it.
Yeah, man. It was just announced, so.
Yeah. It's expensive. But October or no?
Probably not.
Oh, okay. Well, who knows?
I'll try to look it up.
More on that at some point.
$60, or for $70, you can get. Oh, that's just all the DLC.
You know, actually, I might actually get the $70 one because there is a weapon in this game where he actually has motorcycle as a weapon. Like, he takes apart a motorcycle, and he has, like, the front wheel and the back wheel of a motorcycle. And he's, like, just beating the shit out of people.
Mm. Or you could pay the $2 just for that one. You know?
Maybe. I'm not sure if that's how this works. You might need to buy the $80 version and or the $70 version, whatever it is. And they might have hooked me with that.
March 8th, 2019.
Extra $10.
Okay.
So March, it's going to be a little while.
Hello, what the hell is she doing?
She's picking up the Mega Buster.
Oh, of course.
So yeah, they have a Mega Man. A weapon at the bottom left.
Yeah.
So, that's
so the Nero has one hand missing, so he can replace it with other stuff.
Yeah.
Looks like. Anyway, dude, if it's a good port, fucking I'm going to play it. It looks awesome.
Yeah, and it does look awesome for sure.
All right, next up, Dead or Alive 6. I'm noticing a theme so far.
Oh, you noticed that, huh?
Well, the Japanese just had their thing.
Oh, no, there is something beyond that
as
well.
They had a thing? What did they have?
They had like an expo, like a big expo. I forget what it's called.
Japcon. That sounds slightly racist. I immediately regret it. It sounded different in my head. I'm sure that's not what it was called.
May as well. Dead or Alive 6, it's been getting a lot of flack by a lot of people who are really into the fan service because they're toning that down.
So less titties? Is that what we're talking about?
It's going to be less jiggle and less exposing costumes. And then there's like an active bruising system, and a lot of people don't want to see their wife who's getting bruised up.
Makes sense.
No, it's funny because I've been following this on Reddit and people are seriously enraged by this.
Dude, the last one was such fan service. Remember the photo mode?
Oh, yeah.
And you could just like zoom in all the way into their crotch and like whatever you wanted.
Yeah. In junior high, I loved Dead or Alive.
Sure you did.
Oh, it was the best. But actually, I was really into the fighting portion of this game. I went to tournaments for Dead or Alive 3.
Really?
I went to 3 tournaments and I won 2 of them.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who did you play as?
My tag team was Ayane and Hayabusa.
I don't know who that is, but okay.
Hayabusa from Ninja Gaiden.
That's pretty good, man.
You know who that is, right?
No.
Ninja Gaiden, the fucking main ninja.
Oh, okay.
He's the ninja.
Gotcha.
He's like the fucking...
What does Hayabusa mean? I know that makes motorcycles, too.
Yeah, the Hayabusa
is... Sounds like a Nissan.
It's a bird. The Peregrine Falcon. That's known as a Hayabusa in Japan.
Oh, Tokyo Game Show is the name of that, by the way.
Thank you.
Got some clarification.
Not Jap Town.
So that trailer we just watched, you were saying things like less jiggle, less exposing, and that's not what I was seeing.
Well, compared to the other games.
Yeah. Okay. Do you remember what's going through that last video? Of the last one, Bobby?
I don't know. I see a lot of the Japanese stuff.
And Bobby brought it up. Chad did. He's like, dude, bring this up.
Of course he did.
Yeah. You got to see this.
These games also, like, it has, funnily enough, a deep story. Like, the characters, why they're fighting. It's like all the games, they all have, like, one storyline starting from Dead or Alive 2. It's like one single storyline going through.
That's so hard to do in a fighting game.
Yeah. For sure it is.
And although the... Injustice ones did it really well.
Oh, yeah?
Have you guys played Injustice?
Never. I've heard that, but I've never played it. I'll tell you who didn't do it well was the Mortal Kombat series.
Really?
Yeah.
I heard good things about that, but I never played it.
I don't know. Well, I mean, from a story perspective,
No.
The fighting, I'm sure, was great. I don't know fighting games. I mean, I haven't been into them since Super Nintendo, so I can't really comment on the fighting mechanics of it, but the story was just like two dudes run into each other and like, let's fight because... like I bumped into you and then they're like, okay, now we're over that. What are you doing here, by the way? Oh, I'm looking for this guy. Okay, well let's go find him. And it's just like, and then they're just walking down another hall and they just see some random, hey, let's fight. And it's like the opening to every conversation is them just having this bloody battle and you rip their spine out. And then next cutscene, they're perfectly fine. And like now they're on your team or something. It makes absolutely no sense, but it's a fighting game. It doesn't have to, like, you're not going to critique it for that.
There was a Mortal Kombat a few years ago. I want to say like 5-6 years ago that came out, and that's story, from what I remember, was pretty cool. Like there was like an initiative to turn all the ninjas into like cyber ninjas. Like you see like Cyrax and all those cyber ninjas that were. So there's initiative, and I think Sub-Zero was like trying to get that to stop. Like there was an anti-cyber initiative, and it was just like some weird
sounds political.
It was crazy.
I mean, in the old games, there was nothing, right? I mean, they had like a pretext. They were just like, hey, there's a big fighting tournament. And then at the end, you got a little bit of story. Like Guile would, you know, the whole game, he's saying like, go home and be a family man. And then like you win as Guile and then he like reunites with his wife or something.
Just something cheesy and easy.
Yeah. There was a very limited story in those old games.
So have you guys ever played Dead or Alive games?
No.
Okay. So
they look awful, dude. I'm looking at that frame right there. I'm just like,
how dare you?
It looks pretty bad, dude.
How dare you?
Sorry.
The what's cool about the what's unique about Dead or Alive is the what's the word I'm looking for? Shit.
Wish I could help you, bro.
God.
Is there a block button?
Yeah. So I can't think of the word right now. Anyway,
what's like, it like?
You catch a punch. Parry. Counter.
Reversal.
Counter is the word. So, like, you catch their punch, you catch their kick, and then you do, you can, like, start a combo from that. So, you have to be, like, really careful. You can't just start swinging wildly because they're going to catch you and they're going to fuck you up.
Cool.
So, this game is released February 15th,
yep.
2019. All right.
That girl right there in the purple, that's Ayane, my other main.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Do you think you'll get in the competitive scene once if it goes online?
I did go into competitive in Dead or Alive 5 a bit, but then I just fell off. So I might, I don't know. It's people in this game are just so fucking good now, man.
Yeah. These kids these days.
I can't keep up with these kids.
More on that later, man. Fuck.
All right, next up, Ace Combat 7, Skies Unknown.
Ace Combat's one of the games that I stole. Super Nintendo, yeah.
Did they have Ace Combat for Super Nintendo? I think it started on PlayStation.
I might be wrong. Yeah. I thought it was, I think it was on a Super Nintendo. I don't know.
So, Ace Combat games, pretty good. I played, except for Ace Combat 6, that one kind of sucked. It's just like a jet fighting game. They usually have like a pretty good story in them. I don't really know much about this, and I can't say I have a lot of faith because this number 6 was just kind of garbage. It was like too arcadey. And
what's the perspective?
It could be any perspective, third person, first person, cockpit view.
Wow.
Yeah. And the cockpit view is like, even in the old games, the cockpit view was very lifelike. Like you could you could like feel like you were in the jet. They had
so we're probably seeing in-game footage here.
Yeah, I'm sure
it's really good looking.
Yeah.
It's beautiful, actually.
Yeah, hopefully this continues with the great story.
Graphics are getting so good.
Dude, especially like more with those and more, 2080s, huh?
Yeah.
We've got it muted, but I'm just hearing the theme song to Top Gun right now.
What's up with Top Gun 2? Is it coming?
God, no.
No, they're making it. I just don't know what the deal is.
Are they going to use that shitty bar again?
Oh, I know. Probably. Oh, I bet that guy's fucking creaming his pants. Because the bar where, well.
The off-base bar across the street from...
Downtown?
Yeah. In downtown, it's across the street from Seaport Village.
Yeah.
It's where they sang to the girl.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, that one.
Okay, so they have terrible food, and it's a barbecue place.
Yeah, and they keep advertising, like, and the one whole, right by the convention center.
The only reason anybody goes in there is because of the Top Gun thing.
Okay,
so you go in there,
about that.
You go in there, and it's just, like, pictures of Tom Cruise and all this stuff, and it's just, like...
That's their anchor,
that's
man.
Their, yeah, they that's got nothing. Holding it down, man. And it's funny, because one of my friends knows the owner, and he... he's in their, what do you call it, fantasy football league. And they do it there every year. And he's like, yeah, well, here I go to eat the shitty food again. But it's free or whatever.
It's when I went there, like...
Well, they filmed some of it at Miramar Air Base, too, didn't they?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah. So I don't know. I was thinking of the bar across the street from that.
I never really thought about it, but that scene where he takes off on the motorcycle and he's like going super fast.
Yeah.
I think that's the Strand that I'm thinking about. The Silver Strand.
Yeah.
Probably right.
Yeah. Anyway. I don't think he's going super fast, but yeah. He's...
If you don't know anything we're talking about, get your ass to San Diego. It's fucking awesome here. It's really, really good.
Or watch Top Gun.
Or watch play Top Ace Gun. Combat.
It's just like being there.
So the story, let me talk a little bit about the story of Ace Combat 5. That one was really awesome because while you're playing that game, it made you feel like you were a known entity. Like, you had your team of fighter jets.
Mm-hmm. Continue. This is just a little background music. I'm just going to...
All right. So, you had your team of fighter jets, and during one of these missions, you have to go and, like, sink this, like super destructive submarine. It's known as the Razgrees. So, after you do that in this mission, all these... The enemy forces, they now call you the Razgrees, and you can hear on the enemy's comms in later missions that they're like, oh no, the Razgrees is coming, everybody scatter, and they're like seriously like fearful of you, and that just for a jet game. I mean, it was really cool. It made you feel like you were just a badass in the sky.
Feels like you would need a flight stick for this.
I played it on controller. I can't see this being good mouse and keyboard.
Yeah.
But, yeah, flight sticks are expensive, man.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, like $200 easy.
Yeah, but people are, I mean, there's people who are real hardcore into that. I wouldn't be surprised if they already had one of those.
But yeah, this isn't meant for those hardcore flight sim guys. This is just more arcadey, shoot everything in sight type thing.
Mm-hmm.
Really good.
So a little control. Less on the flight sim side, a little more on the action.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Never played a single one of these series. I'm lost this week, man. I'm like not familiar with any of these things.
Really? Yeah, these are Japanese games. You don't know Japanese games.
Well, this next one I put on there, and I haven't played this one, but I know it was pretty popular.
Yeah.
Phoenix Wright Ace Attorney Trilogy is coming to PC. Have you guys played any of those?
I know about them, but no.
So he's a lawyer, right?
Novel. Yeah, it's a novel, or it's a visual novel. You play as a lawyer, Phoenix Wright, and I've heard really good things about them, but they've always been on, what, Nintendo DS? Or,
yeah, she's huge on it, or she mentions it quite a bit.
They're supposed to be pretty good.
See, and, I do listen to her sometimes.
I mean, if I hear, like, a good visual novel, like, that interests me, because it's so hard to do that, right? There's so many bad ones out there, but there are some good ones.
What are the winners, Bobby?
Funny you should ask. Valhalla Cyberpunk Bartender Action, I think, is the one that did it the best, and I have not finished that one. And Jen's posted in Discord they're coming out with a, I don't know if it's a sequel or just something else in the same universe, but it's Nirvana Cyberpunk Bartender Action.
You know, oh, it's weird.
So you were the bartender, right? And you're trying to figure out?
Yeah, you were the bartender. These people come up and, like, you know, like a bar, they talk to you, and, you know, they kind of reveal what is going on with them, and through that it's kind of world building, and you understand the type of environment you're in, the type of world you're in, what's going on. And then they have, like, you go home from the bar, you can buy things for your house, and, like, there's a little side game to it, and also you have to mix drinks, so it's very interactive. And that's a problem with visual novels in general, is a lot of them you just click through and you read, and that's right. About it. There's you don't,
it's a choose your adventure book. Right.
It's not even choose your own adventure. A lot of these visual novels, they don't, like, you can choose a response, but it makes absolutely no difference story wise.
You think, or you assume, right?
I know, for the most part, like all these Sekiro games. I mean, sometimes, like, okay, if you say yes to this, then you'll see this next picture, but then it goes immediately back to the storyline. There's just, they're just very lazy, and they're more about the breasts and the, revealing clothing. But, the Cyberpunk Bartender Action series was way different than that. Like, they did it right. So I don't know, maybe the Phoenix Attorney games were like that too, and I just never knew because it was a console or handheld thing.
So when you were playing Valhalla, that was I want to say like February or March of 2 years ago.
It was a while ago. Yeah.
And yeah, the reason I know that is because I was in San Jose having a terrible time. I was just doing shit work, getting paid almost nothing, and like this, the podcast actually got me through that. Like, it brightened my day up. Thank you, guys.
And here you are.
Here I am.
I heard bartender, so I remembered me of this Reddit post that I saw. He's like, I'm a bartender that hooks up with my clients very regularly. AMA. He had an ask me anything.
Yeah.
I didn't click on it, but I thought that would be pretty good. I don't even know. It might have been a girl. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. When is this coming out? I'm looking for, is it already out now? There's a release date. I'll find a release date. But I hate to be in this position where there's a sequel coming out to a game that I really like, but I haven't beaten the first one.
Right.
Because I'm not going to buy the sequel. I'm going to try to go back and finish the first one. It was a long game.
What's the time to beat?
That's a good question. Time to beat on the first one?
Yeah.
Oh my God. It's so hard to find this. That's the wrong website.
Yeah.
But it's so hard to find this game because they spell it in, like,
it's like VA11-A.
Yeah. Dude, I got a button right here for time, or how long to beat. How long to beat is the website. Okay.
Has anybody in chat been around long enough to remember when we had Albert, the computer, the AI?
Yeah, I remember that.
Oh, you remember that?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was before you.
It was.
Definitely. It's a long time ago.
But I've gone through past episodes.
Oh, yeah. God, that was awesome, man. Jesus. 10 and a half hours of reading?
Yeah.
Damn.
I mean, it's not just reading. And it's all dialogue, so it's a little easier, but yeah, 10 and a half hours is a long
time. And if you're
a
completionist, you can almost double that. That's a lot of game.
I think I have about 6 hours.
You picked it up for how much, you think?
It's not expensive.
Yeah, it shouldn't be, but still, that's a lot of content, man.
I'm going to try to find this.
All good in them. See, it's people like this, like if we reached out, we could probably talk to. Or is it a Japanese game?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
There's the other game. Yeah, the
$14.99 for Valhalla Cyberpunk Bartender Action. Mm. Overwhelmingly positive. Tsukiban Games. All right, maybe they are Japanese.
the ninja game that you were playing last week?
Oh, Messenger.
Yeah, you should reach out to them.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Yeah, check it out. We give you your own fucking email. You sent one email, dude.
I've sent more than that. People just don't respond. Like, who the fuck are these guys? But yeah, it has been a while.
Yeah, I don't see a release date. Yeah, me too.
Okay. All right.
Moving on. I think that's it for on the radar. Oh, Call of Cthulhu. We already talked about that. Also, one more thing. X4 Foundations, recommended by Ghost Nico.
I don't think any of you guys noticed, but during in the show notes, I put like sequential sequels. Like there was
Did you really?
Orochi 4, Devil May Cry 5, Dead or Alive 6, Ace Combat 7.
That's cool.
And that was completely by accident. And then I went back and was like, oh, can I find a 2 and a 3? And I did, but they were both like shit games. Like, I don't want to talk about that.
Do you think in 10 years, like, we're going to be getting into...
20s?
Yeah, like, I don't know, because usually at a point they just start rebooting it or they branch off into something else.
Final Fantasy seems the only one that continues.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It'll get to 20 for sure.
But Final Fantasy has branched out and they have... Final Fantasy has like 25 games.
The ones that are ridiculous, I guess it makes sense, but when they go like Final Fantasy 13, 2.
Yeah.
You're like, all right. I don't understand. But you do, because every Final Fantasy is a new story, so they just want to continue the story.
Exactly, X4, I've never played these games. Have you, Bobby?
No. Okay. So he made a comment, Ghost Nico did when he posted this, saying that it was... it looked like something that would give...
We need that guy on our team.
he looks dead-eye.
Jesus
going
Christ.
On here? That's a little unnerving.
go to Steam page. Just look up X4 Foundation. Just like watch this guy talk. Holy crap.
Oh, we got another one.
Yeah, his friend's not much
this
better.
This is straight up iMovie editing right here, man. I know that lower third. I know that lower third anywhere. Anyway, so it's supposed to be, what was that one by like a Robert Space Industries? You know, the one that was supposed to be really, people are buying like, spending thousands of dollars on ships.
Star Citizen.
Star Citizen. Yeah. So he was saying like it was going to give this a run for its money, but.
Graphically not, but that's, they're going for so much with Star Citizen.
Well, this is tagged a simulation, action, space, sci-fi, sandbox.
Oh, it's a shock to me that X4 isn't a 4X game.
I was thinking that. Like, when I saw that, I thought it was going to be a 4X.
Definitely. Yeah, for sure, right?
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah. Well, let's see. The long-awaited sequel in the successful X series brings our most sophisticated universe simulation ever. Fly every ship, explore space, or manage an empire, trade, fight, build. So basically a space universe where you can do anything you want in.
That's the laziest name of a game ever. X.
X4.
Weird, right?
Yeah, it's just X.
Was there X1, 2, through 3?
I'm sure there was. Hmm. Well, it says sequel.
Okay.
Oh, so, yeah.
All right.
Available 2018.
Hmm. What was the sequel? Or the original?
X1?
X1? Maybe X2. Maybe it's like exponential? Oh, God. Math jokes, folks. I'll be here all night. Available 2018, so it's going to be out soon.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Maybe they'll get up to 20. It'll be XXX. All right, sorry, guys.
All right, let's see. Let's talk about some games that we have been playing. Who wants to go first?
You.
Me?
Yeah, I want to hear about World of Warcraft.
Oh, my God. I've barely been playing anything this week. This week has sucked. I've still been playing a little WoW. Update on that. I am pretty much at the point where I cannot... I've saturated all the single-player content. Like, I've capped on rep and just, I'm wasting my time, like, trying to find groups of random people to run dungeons to hopefully maybe get a drop that is an upgrade for me. So I'm just at a point where I'm wasting a lot of time. So I've been reaching out to people trying to find a guild, which is a little weird because I've never actually been in a guild. Like, even back in the WoW days, at the very end of, like,
you never
hardcore,
raided, Bobby?
Not with a guild. Like wow. Every now and then I'd get dragged along with some people wow. or like I would substitute for somebody, but I have never, done the guild thing except at the very end of my really hardcore WoW phase. I think around 2008, I finally joined a friend's, guild and did that for a little bit, but I've never really, you know, there's a little bit more expected of you when you're part of a guild. It's like, okay, now I actually got to do some research. Like I may have to respec. I may have to like do all this stuff. Yeah, you got to change the way you play. Like right now, I'm just, you know,
you're your own boss.
Yeah, I'm a loner, so I can just do whatever I want. So I don't know. I've had a few people reach out to me and want me to join their guild, but they've all been on Horde, and I don't know, something about it. I just don't want a faction change for some reason. I really don't care Alliance or Horde, but it's just like I've invested all this time into this character, and I don't know what I would have to redo if I faction changed. So I don't know.
You're talking about one YouTube video. You can see to get your best what is it called, rotation and best spec for DPS or whatever.
Yeah, I mean there's a lot of theory on it.
What are you again?
Ret paladin. Yeah. Not the most popular thing, but probably, I mean, not good for some things. Melee DPS in general just isn't that popular, but I don't know, sometimes I do crazy DPS and sometimes like I'm with people who totally overshadow me, so it's yeah. it's a grab bag. But I did finally, I did something I've been trying to do for a long time. I've been saving up my pet charms because I'm really into these stupid pet battles. I'm like discovering Pokemon 20 years later.
What are finally. Pet charms?
Pet charms are the currency you use to buy a lot of these pet characters. I found out you can buy them in the auction house, so all my gold is gone now. Seriously, anytime I make money, I just buy another pet.
What's the benefit for having multiple pets?
They have these like straight up just pet dungeons you can go into and you just do pet battles all the way through them, and they have like boss fights and stuff.
Oh, PvE.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, interesting. Yeah.
And you can also PvP other people, but I haven't done much of
okay,
that.
But again, why do you need multiple pets?
Because when you go through these dungeons, they would just, if one of them dies, then you can't resurrect that. When you go through multiple times, like one of the runs is you can't resurrect your pets.
Oh, so
if you go in there with a whole bunch of them, then you've got this whole army. And if a couple die, whatever, you bring
that's
in some recruits.
Dude.
Yeah.
That's
totally, I mean, I've got Pokemon, about 115.
Is it really?
Yeah, that's exactly what Pokemon is.
That is.
You can just, so if your front line dies, you could just keep throwing more.
Yeah. Pokemon, you can hold up to 8.
Well, not in the same fight, right? Or can you do it in the same fight?
Like you can switch them out in the fight.
During the
like
fight.
If one's getting hurt, you can like pull that one back.
Oh yeah. Yeah. So see, in this you only have 3 and you can swap those around. But then if you fail that fight, then you create a new team. Take the, you know, do the fight again.
Yeah.
People are punching their monitors over the Pokemon stuff right now.
Dude, they love Pokemon. What are you talking about?
No, I know. No, that's what I'm saying. We're getting it wrong for a lot of the listeners. Is there, because I know that in the, there's a huge paper, scissors, rock thing going on in Pokemon. Is there something like that in there? Like wood versus fire?
Yeah. And it straight up tells you like, okay, elementals are really good against this kind, aquatic are really good against this and take less damage from that. So, you know, you can totally cater your team to whatever the battle is.
Gotcha.
And make it easier or harder on you. But yeah, I've been doing that, but I finally saved up enough pet charms, 500 of them, to buy this really, really good one.
And, is it a dragon or something?
No, it's a magic one. It's called the Accursed Hexer. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
He looks like a little wizard.
He's a little voodoo mask, but he's got really good abilities. Like he's got this like a leech thing where he can gain health. He does like big damage and he's great against like, he does percentage damage. So he's good against high health ones. But yeah, so I've been kicking ass with that guy. I may even do some PvP. I don't know why I'm getting so into this. It's the weirdest thing.
Is there Pokemon on PC? Like a legit Pokemon game?
Yeah, no. I don't think so. That's one of, well, who, what console is that on?
Nintendo.
Yeah, that's probably why.
Yeah, it's all Game Boys.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, I started to play one, and then I don't know.
I'm pretty sure they announced one for Switch.
I played on Game Boy Color, so it was a while back.
That's what I did, too.
Yeah.
That's the last one I played.
Oh, somebody on Reddit found one in their garage, like a 15-year-old fucking Game Boy Color or whatever, and it booted right up.
Yeah.
Sam, we found her, like, 3DS or whatever, or no, her... The first one that flipped up.
Okay.
DS.
Yeah, DS.
Booted right up, dude. It's like, what the fuck? It's crazy, man.
Well, Shigeru Miyamoto? No, who's the guy that owns Nintendo? I can't remember. Anyway, he does like a drop test. So like if it can't withstand a drop from 5 feet, then they redo it.
Did you hear that famous thing about Steve Jobs dropping the first iPhone into the water?
No.
So they gave it to him, the first prototype, which cost millions because it's the first one. And he dropped it into a glass of water and showed that there was bubbles coming up. And he's like, there's still room in this. We need to use that room more or make it smaller. Crazy, huh?
What a dick.
Yeah. He changed the world, dude. But yeah, he's a fucking dick.
He's a dick, yeah.
Yep. So yeah, I've been just playing WoW and trying to be... Because I don't want to waste my time. That's the one thing that I can't do. Like, I don't want to just, like, have this be a mindless thing that I come and kill time with after work every day. So I got to take some steps to make sure that I'm not doing that.
I thought finding a group is really easy.
I mean, maybe, but finding a good group...
Yeah.
That is actually going to be legit.
And we like, can't play together progress. No matter what, right?
Well, you're a horde, right?
Yeah. Just can't do it?
No, we'd have to faction change. Yeah.
Well, jump over to our server, dude. Me and Chad are on there.
Yeah, I don't know. Servers don't matter. It's really
you do know.
Alliance.
make a horde character and play with us.
See, that's the thing. I'm not doing multiple characters. Like, I'm just putting all my effort into this one character. If I had multiple characters, I'd have something to do, and I'd be able to make more progress on, like, an ult, but... No, I'm not. I'm not feeling that this time around.
I'm really enjoying my Shadow Knight or whatever they're called, Death Knight.
Oh yeah.
Oh, Death Knight. Yeah, I've never played one of those.
They have their own home base. It's weird. So like they have their own city, kind of.
Came out when they were doing the what do they call those? The garrisons.
Maybe. Yeah. Anyway, it's kind of cool that you can teleport and get everything that you need at any time, and then come back to where it's like a separate Hearthstone.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Anyway.
So, yeah, I've been playing WoW, and I'm not very far into it, but I started Her Majesty's Spiffing. You guys probably remember this game. Chad played it.
Chad played it, right?
Yeah.
I think he really liked it. Such a weird, weird name.
Never heard of it.
Yeah. Well, it's a point-and-click adventure game.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's just, I mean, I've played very little of it, but right away I can tell what kind of game it's going to be. It's just loaded with goofy humor. Humor doesn't take itself very seriously. It pokes fun at gaming, gamers, the British.
The animation's really good.
It looks cute.
The graphics are pretty good. Yeah. What are those, corgis?
Yeah,
corgis.
Yeah, those are cool dogs.
Yeah, very
does the
cool
queen actually have corgis?
She had, I just read this. I don't know why I know this, but she stopped breeding them 15 years ago because... She has tons.
Yeah.
Because she didn't want to be a... She didn't want to put them through her death,
basically. Oh.
Interesting, huh?
Yeah.
Weird. Did not know that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's aiming up to be a pretty good story. I hear it's pretty short, maybe around 6 hours, but it doesn't need to be longer than that. And it takes place in space, so you got to love that.
So they just pushed a button and Big Ben shot off into space and is now their spaceship.
Yeah. So the premise of it is that they've dissolved Parliament and the Queen is set off into an outer space adventure to, I don't know, like discover or colonize something else out there. Not sure why they're going out there, but... I don't know. It looks like a cool space adventure with a lot of humor. I think it's going to be good, and the graphics are pretty decent. It's one of those point and click adventures, one of the modern point and click adventures that doesn't try to branch out and do anything super new with the genre, which is totally okay. Yeah. Like you can play it straight and still be a great game.
It's really more about the writing a lot of the time that carries these games.
Yeah, it's the story.
What is spiffing? Is that a thing?
I think it's, you know, like spiffy.
Oh. I remember Chad looked it up, and I forgot what it is.
Well, let's look it up right now.
I think it's a British term for something.
Okay.
Probably something inappropriate. Spiffing. Excellent. Splendid.
How spiffing you look. So spiffy.
Yeah, like spiffy. I don't know. Is there like a different noun?
Guess not.
All right.
I guess not. All right. That's it.
I like how like every episode I ask the chat to do things. They never do any of them.
What?
Just sometimes, like,
they do a lot. When we forget stuff, they...
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, they're really good at when you don't ask them to do something.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so I don't know. More on that later. Hopefully, I'll knock this out in a week, but I've still got to finish that last installment of the... What is it? The Daedalic series. You know, the one with the cartoons, point-and-click adventure. I played three of them. Deponia. Doomsday, the fourth one. I've still got to finish that. Like my point and clicks.
What is this?
I'm going to wake up any second now. I promise.
This PC Gamer Top 100, is that part of the Deep Rock Galactic thing?
No. I just put it on there because I thought it could spur some conversation.
Okay.
They do this every year. They have different staffers, and I think it's like 14 people that vote, and they just fucking assign a number to every game, and they say that it takes like a month to do it.
Yeah.
And eventually they come up with the best 100 games, not of all time, but the best ones you should be playing like right now.
Okay.
Like the most, what do you say? Like, whatever. It says the best games you can be playing right now. So anyway, I thought we could go through the top 10 and just talk about that.
All right.
Yeah.
I haven't really gone through it too
much. I like how they update this list every year.
Yeah.
Just to keep it flexible and fluid.
And they have new staffers come in and out too.
Yeah, so current. Because I don't know, like any sort of top 10, top five, like any top whatever list that you do is going to spark a lot of heated discussion. Oh, for sure. People will get very up in arms about what should or should not be on that list.
Look at the tags, man. 100 tags on this post. Click on, well, it's 13 doesn't help. It's actually like
bonus, honorable mention.
Uh-huh. I started at 11, I think.
11. All right. Let's see what we got.
Okay.
No, that's number four. I don't want to spoil it here. Dude, number four is on page 11. Let me go back to page 9.
All right.
What do you guys, any predictions on what you think it's going to be?
I know the top spot already.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, they do, what, Half-Life 2?
Huh. Oh, we can start right here.
They have Doom at number 11, like the 2016 version.
I'm into it.
Yeah, I'll go along with that. All right, number 10 is going to be Metal Gear Solid 5, The Phantom Pain.
Okay.
Tried it. Don't like stealth, so.
Is that game really about stealth?
Yes.
I think this is, yeah. It's
like, I mean, you can go in hot, but it gets really hard really quick.
Did you play other Metal Gears?
The NES ones.
Oh, wow. Those are hard.
And that's all I remember.
Oh, okay.
I didn't beat them.
The PS1 is really good. The first one. I love that.
Oh, I did. Yeah.
Okay.
That was, yeah.
Number 9, Dark Souls Remastered.
Dude, was it you talking about the Metal Gear on PlayStation where the psycho guy, like, he made things happen to your second controller? He'd mentioned the games that you have on your save. Oh, you've been playing this.
It was Warconius and I during the interview.
Yeah, that's fucking that. Really, dude. That was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, Hideo Kojima.
What was he doing with the second controller? I don't remember.
Well, you had to plug your controller into the right port, the second player port, because he could read your left brain, which is the first. So he would just, you couldn't hit him because he knew everything you were doing.
Think about that shit. Bobby, it's crazy. And then he could read the games, and he's like, oh, so you've been playing whatever the fuck.
Yeah. And he'll like mention how many times you saved, or if you haven't saved recently, be like, you should have saved.
It's crazy. That's a great idea.
Fourth wall break.
Yeah.
So Dark Souls Remastered is number 9. Now, a lot of people didn't like this game because, I don't know, they liked the original better, and they felt the remastered didn't fix enough stuff.
I feel like you can't make these people happy. The Dark Souls people seem to be very...
they don't like being happy. Yeah. That's why they play Dark Souls.
Yeah, exactly. Mindy, did you ever end up playing a Dark Souls all the way through or anything?
No, not at all. Like, no.
Man, I even said it back then. It was like, if I were going to pick a genre that I think that you were going to love, I would have guessed.
It's... Yeah, they're good. There's nothing wrong with it. I don't know. It just hasn't hooked me.
Yeah.
No, it is for me. I just don't know why I can't get into it.
Surge, you stopped?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really fun game, though.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I'm fucked up.
Maybe because the time to beat.
Maybe. They are really long games.
Yeah. And especially because you have to restart every time you die.
Yeah.
Yeah. Number 8, boom. Subnautica.
You know Bobby likes that.
Yeah.
That's a good call. When it comes to the survival adventure games. Crafting Survival, I would say this is
number one.
The best one that I've played. I played a good amount of them, not all of them, but definitely this one was up there. Cool. Number 7, XCOM 2.
I played, 2 hours of it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
The first one was amazing.
Yeah, I loved the first one.
I assume the second one was just as good and better in a few ways.
Yeah.
When the game was initially released, like I tried to make a sword user, but like every hit was missing. They would have like 95% chance to hit, and it would just miss constantly. And so I got really fed up with the game and refunded it. And then it was later known that they released a patch because that was a known issue, that swords just were not hitting.
I thought maybe you just gave it a rubber bat or something. It's just not doing damage.
All right. Number 6, Rainbow Six Siege. That's on purpose, Rainbow Six? Number 6?
I don't know.
It's not a number play on today's episode.
Exactly. It's a great looking game. It's fun. Cheese way into it right now. I when Thomas was visiting Lab Monkey, he just watched his streams, VODs. Of players, and it's really fun to watch as well. And you, right away, you don't have to be a player to appreciate the skill. You know, you see people mm-hmm. shooting through people through walls, and you're like, fuck, that's fucking
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah.
You know, it's got to be hard to do.
I think the biggest problem with this game is CSGO, because it's definitely appealing to the same player yeah. base, mm-hmm. but people are probably rooted in CSGO. I think if you took both of these games and sat somebody down who has never played or heard of either of them, I think more people would go for Rainbow Six Siege.
Oh, yeah, it looks a lot better, first yeah. of all, and it has a lot more going on as far as intricacies.
All right, number five, What Remains of Edith Finch. This is a game I got to play. This is
you got to play this game, dude.
I've seen this on your Steam library.
I think I cried like a little bitch, man. I cried. I'm not sure.
So the biggest complaint that people have of this game is it's a walking simulator, right? Yeah. You don't do a whole lot in it. But yeah. I'm assuming it makes up for that in story.
Yeah. It's super
I'm surprised good. To see this so high on the list, honestly.
It's super good. Wow, what was I going to say? Oh, because it's kind of like, what were you talking about earlier? The books that you read? Or the stories you read?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
whatever.
Visual novel.
Yeah. It's like that. I mean, you're basically just getting a story. There's not much interaction, but I'd rather get mine like this,
yeah.
where it's like voiceovers and like beautiful graphics and the story. You know, it's really good, guys. It's 2 hours long, I think.
What was that 16-bit game, To the Moon or something?
Yeah, that was awesome.
Too. I think that's the only game I ever cried on. That game had me.
Most people say it makes them cry. There's a sequel coming out as well.
Yeah,
yeah.
For To the Moon.
Yeah.
Weren't they going to make that into a movie? No, I haven't played that yet. I got to play it.
Yeah.
It's like, what, 5-6 hours maybe?
I think we should give each other homework, like a game to play.
That would I think that would work because this week.
It's a two-hour game. Will you guys both play Edith Finch this week?
Off Edith my account? Finch is 2 hours?
Yeah.
I don't even think I have this game, which
you
is
play
crazy.
It off my account.
I'm going to play Her Majesty's Spiffing. Maybe I'll play this one.
Okay.
We'll see. 2 hours? That's it?
I think so.
Dude, that's like...
Yeah, I like Ethan's Carter's too, but as well, but not as much as this. This was way better.
Okay.
Yeah.
2 hours is really short, though.
I'm pretty sure. Can somebody look it up? Watch.
Watch nobody do it.
Yeah.
All right, hold on. Let me use my buttons here. I got a how long to beat button. Boom. There we
Boom!
Go.
Boom!
Look at that.
Did you just make that right now, Bob?
No, I've had it forever. I set this thing up.
Did you forget that you did
I got one for how long to beat and one for Metacritic.
Okay. Pornhub?
No.
Yeah, 2 hours.
2 hours. That's insane. Yeah. I mean, that's like as long as that one with where you think it's a horror game, but then it turns out to be lesbians.
Yeah. Dude.
What?
Why? Dude. No, I know the game.
I know. Gone Home. It's not Gone Home.
Yeah, but why? Fuck you. You spoiled the fuck out of it, man.
Oh, my God. That game's been out forever.
I don't care. Because it's only a story. That's why. That game only has one thing going for it, and you just killed it in one sentence.
Oh, boy.
I'm happy with the so far with all the choices.
I don't think I know any of these games, really.
Wow, dude.
Into the Breach. So this is a new one.
Yeah.
What do you mean by new?
Oh, like new on
recent,
the list.
Recent. No, it's a recently released game.
Yeah.
This game
came out like 4 months ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. I played it. I was too dumb to play it. So, but I get it. You know, it's a lot of intricacies on a grid-based, like it's like playing chess on a whole different level. Your characters can move in different specific ways, and you're trying to manipulate the enemy characters while still protecting the city. Mm-hmm. And then as you beat it, you unlock more chess pieces or another group of chess pieces, let's say, and with all their own moves as well. And you have to learn how to manipulate the monsters with the new mechanics. So every time you beat the game, you unlock a new crew, and it becomes almost like a new game because it's like you got to play a completely different way.
Is this better than FTL?
No, not in my estimation.
You think FTL should be up here?
I believe so.
Because FTL, I think, has been around longer. We know it holds up.
Yeah.
Like, that's a fantastic game. It just, I don't know, maybe it's too premature. I'm a little wary of, like, games that came out that recently being rated so high on the list.
Evan Lottie is a huge, well, he probably gets more voting points than the rest, and he loves this game, so. And Siege, too. Yeah. Those are both his main.
I think he's got good taste in games.
No, for sure, for sure. I'm not saying.
I think he's qualified to make those decisions without Wade. But
not as good as me.
It's a good game to play on a shitty laptop, Gerd says. That'll work, man.
Yeah.
Do they have
got to have those games.
I wonder if there's, like, you can buy this on an app on the phone.
Mm?
It'd be a great phone game.
All right, number three.
Oh, yeah, it looks like one. Sorry.
Divinity Original Sin 2.
Yeah, it should be in the top three for sure.
Yeah.
a lot of people would say number one. But again, it's, greatest game of all time. Nobody's playing it. Yeah, none of us.
I mean, it's a sequel, though. Same thing with XCOM 2. We were both like, of course it's great. You know, it's better than the original, and it's got like a, you know, they've fixed a lot of things, and they've added some new things, and they've just made it better, but no one's playing it. Because once you have that initial experience on the first game, it's so hard to relive that.
Yeah.
We should just play sequels. That's what I'm figuring out right now.
It's my top three want to go back. XCOM is top three want to go back and play, but I just never get around to it.
I've restarted that game like three times, and I get like a couple hours into it, just delete the save or uninstall the game. I thought
you refunded it.
No, XCOM 2. I'm talking about XCOM 1.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. Okay. You've never beat it?
I did beat XCOM 1, yeah.
Yeah, it was a cool ending.
I just didn't beat it when they came out with the expansion.
Don't you like, you kind of, I guess you have the choice, but one character kind of merges with the aliens, right? And becomes like super psychic.
Yeah, you have a choice of like, you can either go like the psychic route or the mech route, where they can get like mech suits instead, or get like,
No, but I'm saying the end of the game. Don't you like, one of your guys gets super powerful?
I don't recall.
Like Super Saiyan?
I think so. There's a demarcation point near the end of the game, like where you can't go back. Like you, and maybe it is, you have to choose a character and they merge.
Of course I did.
And then you have to do like one sort of final battle or final instance. That sounds about right. It's been a long time since I played that game.
It's been a while.
But the first one, that was one of those few games that I was just like immediately addicted to. Like I would come home from work, and then I would just play that until it was time to go to bed. And then I'd wake up and go to work. And then I'd come home and I'd play that as much as I possibly could.
Yeah.
Like I was hooked on that game for a couple of days.
And two is good, better in every way, but not playing it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right, number two, Dishonored 2.
Go fuck itself. I did not like this game at all.
I tried it.
I loved the first one. I just didn't get it.
Sequels, man.
No, I never played the second one.
That's it. I'm not playing another original title ever. I'm waiting for the sequel. But the first one, I've mentioned this many times, I really like the first one, and I don't like stealth games, and I don't like steampunk games. And this was both, and it still won me over. It was that good.
It was so good. I don't know what didn't land for me, man. Yeah, I guess it's what Bobby says. I don't know. I fucking love the first one, and just 2 hours in, it seems to be like my, when I get to my point, like right around 2 hours, I'm like, oh, this is like adding 2 more hours to the 50 hours I put on the last one.
Yeah, right.
Right? I guess. Fuck, man. I don't want to say these games are bad, but, well, this one I really didn't like.
2 hours in a game, like, you know if it's going to be a good game or not. It's like what they say about movies, or, like, when people read movie scripts, like, if 15 minutes in the movie or, like, so many pages into it and you aren't hooked or you don't like it, then you're not going to enjoy the rest of it. Like, you know within that time period. I think 2 hours is that mark for most games. Number one. Oh, God, they put it on its own page. They're really building up the suspense.
So you guys know what it is.
Half-Life 2.
No.
I got nothing.
I called it the best PC game, and you guys shat all over me.
It must suck, then.
I mean, I said that people consider it the best game.
Oh, The Witcher 3.
Yeah, it does suck.
God, yeah. I don't know what it is, man. Like, I feel like it's like a Twilight Zone episode. Like, I don't get this game, and everyone's just like, it's the greatest game ever.
I reinstalled it last week to play it again, and they got me out of the fucking technicality, man. So I don't know whose account I was playing on originally, but it wasn't Minis. But now I was trying to play it off Minis, and I had downloaded the hair and beard DLC. It's like it's free. It's just something that so the hair looks better. Anyway, I couldn't load up my save because I didn't have the DLC, and then I couldn't download the DLC because I don't own the game. So it was like a catch 22 where shit. I just couldn't play. I guess I could play it from the beginning, which I probably will. I love this game. It's great.
I would have really guessed GTA 5 here. I don't know why, but
it wasn't even on the top 10. That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But nobody's like super mad about any of this, right?
No.
The Witcher 3? No. I mean it's got to be good. Everyone,
the biggest one for me was what you were saying, Bobby. I would have put FTL.
Into the Breach.
Yeah. I would have swapped those out wherever FTL is. Because they're not graphically based games.
Yeah. Yeah. I got to look at the rest of the list and see what else is on there. But I assume it's all the games you expect to see on there. Yeah. Mass Effect 2 at 40, Hearthstone. No, there's GTA 5 at 38.
Damn. I'd imagine it was way higher, especially with the replay value from the from all the mods.
Yeah, how's Half-Life 2 at 36?
36. Devil Dagger's 35. They're really covering a lot of different types of games too. Like there's something on here for everyone.
Horizons 3 is really low. Skyrim, these, I guess these are kind of where the older games are starting to go.
Yeah.
Because they're such good games.
Oh, yeah. All right. What else we got here?
Swifty, we just kind of forget all the time. He's asking, when are we going to give Hunt Showdown another chance?
That's and, actually on my mind a lot.
It's on my mind when I'm here, and then it just brain fart as I walk out the door every time. And especially, didn't we say what were we going to play? And then I said, let's game, and then we ended up playing. What did we play?
I don't know. When was this?
This week.
Deep Rock?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what we ended up playing. But we needed to play it, and here we go. Let's talk about Deep Rock. So their newest, they're staying. We talked about the roadmap. This is the second update since then. They put a bar. Should I say what Deep Rock is? I don't know. You should know, right? You should know. It's one of our favorite games of the year. They put a bar in the place, and they put a lot of work into this bar, man. There's like, there's 16 new songs on the jukebox. There's this like barrel kicking game where like you try to score points. You could get drunk. It's called Oktoberfest, the thing. And so like, it's funny because I told,
Dorf Beers?
No. Fuck, Beirut.
Okay.
I told him like you can get drunk, but he was buying the cheap stuff, and like he drank like six of those motherfuckers, and he was like, "I'm not feeling anything." But I had only drank three of the like the expensive one. I fucking passed out. And there's so many new voice lines, dude, and they're awesome. Yeah, he's like, "Did I ever tell you guys you're my best friends?" And then they pass out, and then you could revive them like you would in the game because
you pour your drink.
Yeah. And so anyway, so there's a bunch.
Did the drinks actually do anything for you?
No, but they're gonna. I'm not sure if somebody was just speculating that they'll do this, but some sort of buff.
Yeah, sort of like timed buff.
Yeah.
Out after a while.
I mean, that would be cool.
Because you're spending actual money. I mean, not actual your money, but you're spending in-game currency on that.
Yeah, but it's minuscule. 135 gold is zero. Like, it might as well be zero. And I did just notice that you have to pay two credits to run the jukebox. I didn't even know before.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Anyway, I played the new area. Did you?
We played the ice
biome. Yeah, the ice one.
Yeah,
new
yeah.
biome. There's a new temperature mechanic where, like, if you get too cold, you become frozen, and you have to shake yourself out, and you can be attacked during that. But I believe you take reduced damage because you're encapsulated in ice.
Yeah, they have, hot springs that you can go around to raise
to warm yourself up, yeah.
And if the driller, I think, whoever has a flamethrower hits you with a flamethrower, you get warmer.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. Yeah. Oh, that's another thing. Good thing you brought up the flamethrower. So they changed the properties of the flamethrower. Fire will not propagate. So if something on fire touches something else on fire, bad guys or dwarves, they then get the flame
third degree
on fire. Yeah. So they're on fire. Fucking fun as ever, man. Really, really good. There is giant icicles that fall from the sky. If you get hit by one of those, does a ton of damage. Plus, you get frozen as well, I think. But besides that, yeah, I think the next update, they're going to start implementing more stuff to unlock. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, like the skill tree. Isn't that coming soon?
I believe
so. That's what I'm really excited about.
But, man, I cannot recommend this game enough. And that's enough on this game, I guess.
All right.
And if you're really interested, we did an interview with them. So if you go to our website and search Deep Rock Galactic, it's probably going to bring up 17 episodes because we tag it in every fucking episode. But, maybe if it says interview, you'll get lucky and you can listen to the me interview with the lead head dude over at Ghost Ship Games.
Cool.
You are a dude.
Yeah.
He is a man.
It's like an angel and a pirate had a baby. Bobby, have you seen that yet?
No. What are you talking about?
Infinity War? Avengers Infinity War?
Oh, yeah, I have.
Oh, okay. You didn't think it was the greatest movie ever made, did you?
I'm not really into comic book movies.
But did you like it?
It was all right.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, I don't know. The only one that I, like, very rarely do I go see a superhero movie. I'm like, this is a good movie, even for a superhero movie. And that's happened with, I think, Thor Ragnarok.
That was awesome. That was so good.
The first Captain America. But I haven't seen any other Captain America, so maybe those ones are good.
I don't remember the first one. Civil War was really good. That's the third one.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
Yep.
Civil War. What was the second one? Oh, that's Winter Soldier.
Winter Soldier.
Look at me knowing this shit.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so Overcooked 2, Mini came over. What'd you come over for?
Yeah, to work.
Oh, he went to work with me. How was that?
It was an easy day.
It was an easy day.
Yeah.
Easy money. And afterwards, we got home early, so we're like, let's play some games. And we played Overcooked 2. It works surprisingly well with two players.
Yep.
Did you think?
Three, yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, two and three.
And three, yeah.
It's easier with two players.
Yeah, yes.
Compared to three and four?
There's less yelling. but just as difficult, I would say. Yeah. It's a little easier to... I think the way they do it, because all the same shit has to get done.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the...
They give you more time or
The star... I think the points that you need to get are way lower. Because we're like, what? We got three stars?
Yeah.
But then towards the end, we were getting one star. It's like on the regular.
Yeah, it was stressful.
Yeah. I think if we played this game more, we'd get better at the throwing. The throwing is really going to save you a lot of time.
Yeah.
It was interesting because like at some point, rando people came in and started watching us. And they were into it too. Like it's something that you... Oh, and we were streaming, and people were like, what? Like, what the fuck is this? But after, you know, you watch it for like 5 minutes, you start to understand what's going on, the way we're talking to each other in shorthand.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's great.
It's a fun game.
Yep.
All right.
Worth the $25.
The, you ever play those, like, the Nintendo game, like, Burger Bob or something?
Burger Time. Yeah.
Yeah, that thing. It's pretty much like that, just different mechanics.
In Burger Time, it's only one thing that you serve up, though, right? Burgers.
Yeah.
But it's super fast.
Super fast, definitely. Yeah. Or the what was the other one? The beer? The beer, the bartender?
Before I have to talk about something.
Probably.
Is there anything?
Probably. Portal 2? No, I think
this
all many stuff.
All okay. Me.
All right. Bob's Burgers.
I want that one with the D because I don't care about that one. I want to hear about the other ones.
Dandara? Okay. Well, hurry up then. Because I don't have a lot of much. Wait, okay, what did he say? So he wants to hear me talk about this one?
No, he said talk about the one with the D.
Oh, because he doesn't talk. Yeah, Dandara, Dandara, something like that. This is a Metroidvania. I started playing this one. This one has weird mechanics. It's you can't walk in this game. The only way you move is by jumping from surface to surface. And you can't be on like the same surface twice. So you jump from one surface, you have to jump to an adjacent surface that isn't on the same plane as your first surface. So it's like a lot of bouncing around, basically. But yeah, it is a Metroidvania, so you have to get new skills to get to new areas. It's it can be really fast paced if you're like speed jumping everywhere. It can be just like really slow if you want to take your time and figure out how to get past the puzzle.
But there's no advantage to speeding through it.
No, there's like no advantage. There's no bonuses or anything.
Hmm.
It just feels cooler if you're able to just jump around.
It's an interesting concept.
Yeah, I haven't played much of this. This is going to be my new Metroidvania, I think, for next week. Because I tried playing more Hollow Knight. But that game, the game is really good. And I definitely understand why people like it. Hmm. But it's just so slow. It wants you to like be involved in the area that you're in. It wants you to like take everything in. It wants you to like slowly and meticulously work your way through the game.
Yeah.
It's just, but that's just too much for me. I don't want to do that.
Yeah. It's in 21 hours to beat Hollow Knight.
Yeah.
It's a very involved game.
Yeah. I mean,
it takes some time.
It definitely takes some time.
And it definitely asks you to like stick around and take your time through it. And if you're just trying to like beat a game, I don't know if that's the one.
Definitely not. It's there's no direction in that game. It just like drops you in a hole and gives you no story, but as you progress through the game, it gives you a little bit of story on the way, but you have no idea why you're
it almost it. Would you even consider it a Metroidvania?
Yeah it totally is. Yeah, definitely.
Because a lot of these games, I mean, they're very linear, like as linear as it gets. You move left to right, you always know which way to go.
Yeah, well that's what Metroidvania is, that you don't know where to go usually.
A lot of backtracking.
So you get an ability, and then you try to remember where you, like if you couldn't raise a place, get to a place, it's like, okay, where was that place that I needed to double jump? And then you try to backtrack back to it.
Are you a black lady?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, you're a black lady.
Big ass fro.
Yeah.
This game is $14.99.
Yeah.
By the way, any other game ever that you're a black lady? Ever?
I was actually thinking about that because I was streaming that, and I was nobody in my chat could think of a game where your protagonist is a black lady.
Oh, there's got to be ones out there.
There's got to be. There's one that I'm kind of flirting with in my mind, but I don't remember. Bobby, you want? Can we do a quick female black protagonist video game?
Google search.
I'm just looking at chat. I'm waiting for them to pick up the ball here.
Are you done with it? Is it good or bad? I don't know.
So far, really good. Okay. I was talking about Hollow Knight before you came in. Mm. But yeah, both games, really good.
Cool. Did you finish Hollow Knight?
Fuck, no. Oh, I was just saying the game is...
super long.
Super long and too involved for me.
Are you going to quit?
Yeah.
Wow.
Rochelle, yeah. Alex Vance, but you don't really play
Rochelle...
this, right? Beyond Good and Evil, yeah, there's one.
She was... I thought she was
Rochelle.
Asian.
Rochelle is from
Walking Dead. So that,
no, not The Walking Dead. Left 4 Dead.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. But yeah, I mean that's a black character. It's not a lead protagonist.
Yeah, she's one of them. One of four.
Weren't you Asian in Beyond Good and Evil? I thought that was an Asian girl.
So yeah, dude. As far as like lead, there's none.
Yeah, there is none.
There's none. Well, except for this game. Good on you guys. I mean, I'm not super huge about the whole inclusion thing or whatever they call it, but yeah, zero, it's nice that you have the 100% of the market now,
right?
yeah
I'm not recognizing any of these.
Anybody know who Storm's real name is?
I used to know, but no.
Okay. Aurora Monroe.
Yeah, okay,
it's a really cool name. I always liked it. A lot of
Clementine from the Walking Dead series.
Yeah Wait, she's white.
She's black.
Is she?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
She's black, but, you know, it doesn't really matter if you're black or white. What else we got?
What else do we got?
I can talk about Horror Nights. That's why I didn't play any video games this week. I went to...
Horror Nights?
I'm not doing that again. Yeah, I've been seeing the advertisements.
Yeah, I went to Universal Studios. Maybe it's not called the Horror Nights. I don't know. It's one of those things. Anyway, I didn't enjoy it very much because they shut down almost all the rides so that you can go through the scare mazes.
Yeah. Which ones did they have? What were the themes this year?
They did The Purge had one. Huh. Trick or Treat. I don't know what that was.
Oh, we talked about that last year. That's one of the most underrated Halloween movies.
Oh.
I wonder if that was what they were basing it on.
I don't know. That's the one that we missed. Their big one, the big seller this year, was Stranger Things. You know, I have to say their scare mazes are the best scare mazes I've ever been to.
Oh, yeah, because it's like Hollywood.
Yeah, it's Hollywood. Yeah. They do this shit really good. The costume for the Demogorgon was fucking sick, man. Really good. But, you know, they use the same sound effect, jump scare sound effect, in every maze, the like kind of like a lightning strike with light at the same time, and they just come out.
Okay.
Sam was fucking losing her shit. She loved this shit. So I'm glad I went for her, but I was more there for the rides, but the rides were shut down. Yeah. The Harry Potter fucking castle is the most impressive thing, not that I just saw at Universal Studios, that I've seen in years, dude. The castle was just up on the hill, and it was nighttime. It looked like fucking Hogwarts was right fucking there, dude. It's like a 1/3 scale.
Okay.
But you can go in it. But we're talking about the castle's gigantic, right?
Yeah, right.
I took a picture of it. It does it no justice. You felt like you're at coming up on Hogwarts, dude. But entire area shut down. So I didn't get to ride the ride, nothing.
Dang.
I did ride Transformers, The Simpsons, which were both 3D.
Yeah, the motion rides.
The
Simpsons one's great. I love that one. The Transformers one broke in the middle of the ride.
Oh, that sucks, man.
Like blue screened or what?
No, just stopped. And the video froze, and we're like, is this like for dramatic tension? What's going on? And then the whole thing just like started going in reverse, and then we had to get off.
Oh, that sucks. They didn't give you a second shot?
No, but I've been on it before.
Oh.
I used to go to Universal Studios every year.
I thought the Transformer one was better than the Simpsons one. The entire thing is good, but there's no colors in this. There's a lack of color in both of those rides, I thought. It's just not very vibrant. I guess that's just what they have to do to
really get in the Simpsons one?
Yeah. I don't know. No. Sam thought the same thing.
Not enough yellow?
And no, it's just kind of like gray.
Okay.
Gray. What's the other thing that I played? Yeah, that was definitely it. Trick or Treat.
Trick or Treat.
Yeah, that was
this,
definitely it.
You guys got, if you've never seen this movie, it's from 2007. You got to watch it. Like nobody, it must have came out and just nobody went and saw it, but like nobody knows about it. But then a surprisingly large amount of people do. Like when we mentioned it on the podcast, I had a couple people mention or like DM me afterwards being like, oh yeah, dude, I watched that movie.
Is it scary or just a good movie?
It's both. It's like a bunch of multiple stories, and then you find out they're connected, and then all these different things going on. And it's got people you recognize.
Tell Sam about it. She'll love this.
You've got to watch it this Halloween.
Mm. So I really do not like scary movies. And Aja, the girl I was dating before, she loved them. I can't do it, man. They scared the shit out of me. I was like, we were watching some movie. I don't know. She likes when like teenagers get massacred and shit.
Yeah.
So I was
we gore porn.
Yeah, like that. So there was like this movie. They're at a nightclub, and then like some big like machine ripper comes in through the nightclub and just like tears all these teenagers apart. And I'm like, Aja, can we not watch this? Because it's really turning my stomach. And she gets like really
turned
like,
on.
No, like kind of pissed at me.
Oh,
like kind of like
it's kind of a bitch move, dude. I'm sorry.
I couldn't do it, dude.
My stomach is turning.
Dude, it was nasty. God.
You just disqualified yourself. If we need to go to war, I'm not pulling you out. As soon as you start throwing up, if somebody's arm comes off, I can't trust on you. See, I gotta take Bobby.
There's a difference. Like I can watch war movies, like people dying for a reason, but people just getting torn up for the sake of blood. Oh, okay. And
sure.
Yeah, that's
like Saving Private Ryan.
If it's teenagers, yeah. I'll allow it. Trick or Treat, great movie.
Anyway, so she got really passive aggressive, and she's like, "Fine, we'll watch whatever you want to watch." I'm like, "It's not. I'm not saying that. I just don't want to watch this shit."
Right.
So she turns on like some other like sad boy movie of like some like a dog's like a story of dogs, and every time there's like a dog story, it's gonna be sad. And I was like, "I don't want to be sad either." She's like, "Well, what the fuck do you want?" She's getting so pissed. Like, I don't know. I'm just going
to
go home.
I don't allow Sam to pick movies for us. If it's something that I don't want to watch, I just don't watch it.
Yeah.
Like, so I pick all the movies.
I've gotten to the point in my relationship where we stop like doing things for each other. You know, like tolerating like certain.
At
the beginning of your relationship, you're just like, I'm not really into this movie, but I'll go along with it to see.
Right.
You know, just because.
And every once in a while, you do get surprised.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you like the movie, but you know, we're past that. So like, we went and saw Hereditary. I think around the 4th of July when we were in San Francisco, and we were very divided on that movie. I'm pro Hereditary, by the way.
I've never even heard of it.
Hereditary? Oh boy! All right, you guys in for a treat. Watch that one. Well, I don't know about you, Manny.
I'm not. No,
but Emilio, you got to check out Hereditary.
Cool. And the winner of the whole night was the Mummy. That's the greatest ride that I rode that night. They only had four or five rides, but there's no fucking. We did Transformers twice. There's no lines all night. Boom, 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 boom.
That's cool.
And we almost paid $100 for the Fast Pass each.
Uh-huh.
So $200.
Yeah. Shit.
And we get there and no lines. Boom, boom, boom. It was awesome.
Yeah. How much time does a Fast Pass normally shave off, do you think?
Well, when we were walking through these gigantic fucking lines with no lines, mm-hmm. there's no people.
Right.
But we're going through these mazes.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck? I would never wait this long. I would not wait this long to go through... To just go there. And then I was talking to Sam about this too. I was like, I'd rather do a night with the Vive.
Yeah.
Than be, I mean, because basically that's what you're giving me, mm-hmm. but it's not as good.
Those theme park rides when you're older are, I don't know, man. They'd seem so short and just not as fun as they used to be. When you were a kid, when I was a kid going to Disneyland or Magic Mountain, like that was the best shit ever.
I will say that a roller coaster is fucking dope for sure. Like, I don't mind waiting for a roller coaster.
It seems so quick, though. I feel like those are over in, like, 50 seconds.
Yeah,
I don't know.
They kind of are, aren't they?
I can't justify waiting in line for those. But, yeah, I love roller coasters.
The Vive roller coaster was fucking awesome. I had old lady screaming nonstop. I'm surprised the cops didn't come. and we were moving the chair.
Yeah.
And we had a fan in their face.
Oh, yeah.
And we were trying to time everything because you could see what's going on, right?
Yeah.
So I was doing, like, ups, whatever.
Shaking.
And then, dude, they were losing their shit, dude. It was awesome. And nobody had to drive anywhere. Nobody had to get in line. Like,
Roller coasters scared the shit out of me.
Oh my God.
This is just me being a whole old bitch this entire episode.
You know what? You're fired. You can't come to work with me anymore. What if I lose a finger and then you can't keep your shit and drive me to the hospital?
Look, as long as you're not getting torn up and I'm seeing guts and shit, you're fine.
Oh boy.
But the thing is, like, it's like once I reach that point of being pulled down, that's what freaks me out. I don't like going fast in terminal velocity.
I love that
shit. So, like, when I feel like I'm in a roller coaster, it's like pulling me faster than my
body.
It
makes you feel alive.
It makes me feel like a little bitch.
Dude, the last time I went to Magic Mountain, they had a ride. They probably still have it. It's called Scream. It's a roller coaster ride called Scream.
Okay.
And when you start the ride, like, it must have been in the guy's job description, but the person running the ride says Scream, but this dude had been doing this all day. So, like, I'm getting close to, like, getting on this ride and I just hear Scream. And then the roller coaster goes down. Next one comes up, people load into the carts, Scream.
I mean, just like
completely unenthusiastic. Yeah. Like, I was just like,
have a recording.
It's like when you walk into Subway and people are like, "Welcome to Subway." I'm like, "Oh, this guy must be new. He's got some pep in his greeting."
There was one guy that was dancing and singing and like, and he had these little rhymes and shit. And we're like, "Fuck, this guy must get the gold star every week."
Shit, employee of the month.
Yep.
Yeah, Borat. Yeah, that was a good movie. Getting distracted by chat. Let's move this along to where we're done with all the games.
Portal 2.
Portal 2.
Yeah. I played with Khan last night, and I think this is the best drunken game ever.
Really?
Yes. It's
not just that. I think it's the best two-player game there is, period.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it definitely is.
You guys were playing the co-op together?
And yeah, we were playing together, and at first, like, I was the sober one because he was already drunk, and then I caught up with him, and then he started, like, driving the bus, but he's still drunk, so yeah. It's just like, we had no idea what to do. But, you know, it was really awesome.
So you had a great time, but didn't get very far.
Yeah. I think we got to, like, level 3, actually. So we got significantly far, I believe.
Mm.
I think there's, like, only
it's
six good. Levels.
It might have been, 9 years since I played the co-op on this. It's probably at a point where I could go back and play this game and have it feel like it's brand new. Because once you play through the co-op, you can't do it again. It's got no replay.
Exactly.
But the co-op is great. Right?
So Chad and I played it like 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it was pretty much fresh. Every once in a while, you're like, I remember this room, but you don't remember how to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's great. Yeah, you can play it again. If you don't have this, I think you can pick this up sometimes. Is this the one that you can get for free sometimes? No, that's the first one.
It's only 10 bucks. Yeah, I was going to say 20.
Yeah, this is and even the single player. I mean, welcome to the PC Gaming Podcast. Yes, Portal 2 is fucking amazing. Yeah,
yeah,
totally.
Yeah, and then the workshop content. I'm sure that added a lot, but I haven't played any of it.
You're here for the hard truths.
Yeah, last night, dude.
How wasted did you get?
I almost threw up. I was actually hugging my toilet.
Well, we just learned that a scary movie could do that to you, so no, I'm not saying too much.
Like, I was hugging the toilet, spitting in. It's like, oh, it's coming. It's coming. And then it
you know didn't. What? When you get into that point, just stick your fingers down your throat and just throw up.
I hate throwing up, though. Fucking hate that shit, so I just try to...
The way you feel the next day, though.
No, I feel fine.
Oh, that's good.
I very rarely get a hangover.
That's good. I remember when I was that age. I had no hangovers until I was 36, and then I took a tequila bottle challenge. I said that I could take 17 shots without throwing up.
Oh fuck.
And the rules were I could not pass out or throw up for 2-3 hours after drinking it, and I had 1 hour to drink the
bottle. Oh my god.
Yeah. And I
did both.
Oh, here's the worst part.
Out and threw up.
So there's this tequila I really like. It's called
what'd you say?
Huh?
What'd you say? There's a what?
Tequila that I really like.
Oh, I swear to God, I heard there's a gay guy I really like. I swear to God, I heard
I mean,
that.
There could be. you threw me off. Casa Azul.
Okay.
It comes in a ceramic bottle. And it has a bell on top.
A bell?
Yeah. Okay. It's funny. Dude, I drank 50 of these fucking bottles, and then somebody's like, hey, the bell's pretty cool. I was like, it has a bell? There's no way of knowing. Anyway, so, you know, whatever. It's one of these, you know, we're at dinner and I was like, nobody can drink 16 shots. I was like, I can do 16 shots.
How much is in a fifth? How many shots?
A fifth is being like the standard bottle, 750 milliliter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, 16, I found out. Okay. But this bet was 17.
Okay.
So I do 16 shots of Casa Azul. And then the 17th shot had to be Jose Cuervo.
Oh,
dude.
No.
Only the worst tequila on earth,
oh,
dude.
Oh, my God.
A straight shot of The regular fucking, it was awful.
The gold shit?
The gold shit, yeah.
Oh, God, it's so rough.
Awful, dude. So it was awful. And so I kept telling, you know, I was obviously drunk as shit, but everybody came over to see me fail. Like, it was a party. And so I kept asking people to walk the block with me, and I was walking, and I made it. And then somebody's like, Emilio, you won. And I was like, oh, good. So I went to the bathroom. I started throwing up as soon as I opened the door, and it projectile vomited into the tub.
Toilet?
Oh, into the tub. It was perfect, dude. Like, I didn't have to, like, there was hardly any cleanup. I just ran the shower. it was a good gallon that I fucking threw up.
Oh, my God, dude. That's...
Yeah.
Holy shit. That's rough.
Wow. You know what the worst part is? When it was like the last 10 minutes, people just started leaving. He's like, he's going to fucking make it. This is not like, it's not, they came to see me fail. Fucking faggots. Oh, sorry. I mean that in like, I could never call a gay guy a faggot unless he was being a faggot.
Yeah, I'm glad we cleared that
up. That's a Louis C.K. joke.
Yeah. So last night, then like halfway through that, Rubber Nuts came in. And he was, of course, goading me into drinking more. So
of course.
And did you guys see the pictures in LFG of some girl? Some girl in our Discord is like the pictures of this girl. So he then had me talking to this girl, and
there was a girl in our Discord.
Yeah,
that should be in our news section. What the fuck? what happened to our intro?
So anyway, I don't know how this came about, but I ended up seeing Rubber Nut's dick, and then I showed him. Oh, mine,
beautiful! What?
Yes, it was just a really drunken night of dicks and tits all night.
Wow.
God, this is why I don't go on our Discord.
This is interesting. I imagine he's pierced.
He is not.
Oh.
But he is not circumcised.
Oh, gross.
Yeah.
All right, maybe not.
Well, I'm glad we covered all of that. That was definitely...
It was a fun night.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about some news.
Sure. There's a girl in our Discord. And apparently she's showing her tits?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Cool.
Well, that's front page. In other news, Netflix series based on Blizzard's Diablo has been confirmed. So this was confirmed by a tweet, which then was later deleted, but it looks like there's going to be a Diablo series on Netflix.
Okay.
First thing that I thought of is like, what's the story in Diablo? Hey, the bad guy.
Yeah.
Go kill it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Diablo.
And that's it. Diablo.
Diablo's back again. And
Deckard Cain, which is like a guy in town, has more to him than anything else in the game. Like, he is the entire game, really. Right?
Yeah.
He has all the info.
Yeah.
Whatever. I don't know.
I think he died in the third one, though.
Again. Same thing that I said about The Witcher Netflix. I'm glad Netflix is doing more fantasy stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. They had that Castlevania series. Did they ever make a second season to that?
I don't think so, but they came out with a second one of Godzilla. I watched that one. The first one was good. The second one took it too far. I was like, okay, that's enough.
There's probably some stories you could tell in the Diablo universe, I'm sure. They've got interesting enough characters. They just, coming up with a story, I feel like, is the easy part. Just get some writers in there.
I'm super excited about Avatar, The Last Airbender. Probably my favorite cartoon of all time.
Really?
It's getting a live-action adaptation. So that's super fucking sweet.
I wonder what this Diablo series is going to be, what type of art style it's going to be. Because the Castlevania one was like anime.
Yeah.
I can't really see Diablo in anime. Maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
Who knows? I don't know. We'll see.
All right. Next up, Telltale Games confirms a majority studio closure. So only 25 employees are left.
Oof. I mean, the games got too repetitive, right? I mean, every time a Telltale game came out, we were like, well...
I think the buzz died down. But also, they got sued by their former CEO last year, and that was difficult for them.
Mm.
So I think it's a combination of a lot of things. But yeah, they had 400 employees, and now they have 25. And they have the 25 just because... what's the line? To like fulfill whatever obligations.
Yeah,
so it's basically... They're pretty much done.
Yeah. I thought it was really sweet that Ubisoft tweeted at them. Hey, I guess they're in the same town because they're like, we'll be at BJ's at 2:30 on Monday. Come talk about some job opportunities.
Okay.
I thought that was fucking super sweet, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just a nice thing.
Yeah, I don't know. What is your favorite Telltale game? I played a good amount of them, but The Wolf Among Us, I think, was the one that I enjoyed the most.
I definitely enjoyed that one. Walking Dead, I cried.
Yeah, the first Walking Dead was obviously their best one. That's what put them on the map.
Yep. Did you ever play it, Minnie?
No.
Wow,
you
really?
You gotta play it, dude.
Well, I don't know.
You have to.
The whole
play
zombie
it.
Walking Dead thing, that's what? Kind of over with.
You don't think it had. Who cares?
Yeah, I think you could still enjoy it.
I did play a bit of it, but I lost interest really soon.
Oh, then never mind. So. You can go fuck yourself. Go watch a scary movie.
Okay, Twitch has been blocked in China. Man, they like blocking stuff.
Yeah, so, I mean, I read the whole article, but really, China doesn't give a shit. They don't say the reasons for anything.
Yeah.
So the speculation is they've already banned Google, Facebook, Twitter, and mm-hmm. since Google owns Twitch, no, Amazon does, right?
Amazon, what?
Amazon owns Twitch?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think they banned Amazon, so jeez. It was just kind of like a...
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and they have their own versions of these in China that meet whatever their regulations are. So I'm wondering if... They actually do. There is a streaming service in China, and I can't remember what it's called, but I don't know. There's been no comment on either side of this.
The reason that it got, one of the reasons is because the downloading of the app surged last month because there are some esports that China was involved in mm-hmm. that wasn't televised. The local channel didn't decide to televise it. Mm-hmm. So everybody went to Twitch and this like 3 million downloads overnight to go watch whatever esport it was. And China ended up winning the whole thing, whatever it was. It's weird that I keep saying that, but like in the article, they don't mention what game it is. And so I guess it was kind of like, oh shit, we can't have these people watching whatever they want and then just shut it down.
Wow.
Anyway, I don't know. They're fucking Chinese. It's like, they're doing really well economically. So,
yeah, and they're doing really well with EPA standards.
EPA. Oh, like oh yeah, yeah. They're just, yeah. They're changing it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I think they reached their goal like in half the time that they wanted to.
And some shit's going on with the Paris Accords. I believe there's some sort of like some sort of crowdsource funding by countries, not individuals, to like get the Paris Accords done way faster. That just started. So countries are basically just funneling money into fixing the world. So hopefully that works out.
I think France
is getting hot and shit in here.
France just pulled out like 1,000 tires that they use. They put like tires in their reef to try to help like stimulate the reef,
but it didn't work.
Polluting it. Ooh. So now they're pulling it all out.
That sucks.
They did that like 30, 40 years ago and they're just pulling them out now.
You know, they tried,
yeah.
I guess. An attempt was made, or whatever it's called. Exactly. What's the other one that they do? Oh, they sink ships in order to create reefs. Have you seen that?
25,000 tires is what Manser said. They sink ships to create reefs, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So they take out all the liquid diesel and all that stuff, and they just sheik the hull, ship, sink the hull, and it becomes a reef. That actually works.
Yeah.
But yeah. Welcome back to the Eco Podcast.
Fortnite had over 78 million players in August, its biggest month yet. So these are numbers released by Epic.
Epic. Do we have anything to compare that to?
It's across all platforms, by the way, too.
Has any game had that many concurrent players ever?
I don't know. That's not concurrent players. That's unique accounts.
Oh. Oh,
okay.
Okay. Okay, still, with that. I mean, I guess Grand Theft Auto V sold 100 million copies, right?
I don't know.
I think it did.
It sold a lot. I don't know. When they give these statistics, you always got to pay attention to what platforms they're on. But
does it matter?
I don't know. This is just a lot, but it's hard to compare it to other numbers we've heard.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're saying unique accounts across all platforms, 78.3 million, a lot of people. I mean, it's funny. It's like the news story is a lot of people are playing Fortnite. Like nobody knows that. But what I find so funny is there's so many people playing Fortnite and yet nobody that I know really plays it.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Anybody? None of our listeners play it. I mean, they don't talk about it if they are playing it.
They don't want anybody to know.
No. Well, I don't know. Like no mention of Fortnite ever goes up on Discord ever, ever.
Mm-hmm. We played a little bit, didn't we? Yeah. We played
I've played a
day of Fortnite like months ago.
And I think it's fine.
Yeah.
I like Realm Royale better. but I don't know where that's sitting.
Oh, it's garbage now. They took out classes, so there's no more class system.
What?
Yeah.
That was like the whole thing.
Yeah.
And there's like no more classes, and there's no more...
I gave them $15, too, to help their whatever they're doing over there. And they took my $15 and shoved it up my own ass, man. That's fucked up.
Definitely. Hmm. They changed like the weapon system. Like, you can't craft weapons anymore, but you can find the gold weapons in chests now. Like,
I kind of like that.
I don't know, I like the art. The crafting was really cool.
I like holding down the fort while you're crafting. I thought that was a really good mechanic.
They kind of took that out. It's changed so much. Nobody's played it anymore. It's like down to 1,000 players now.
Wow. Yeah. Damn. That came and went.
You know what's funny? So obviously, like last night, the party's going on. At some point, somebody mentions that I have a podcast, PC Gaming, blah, blah, blah. And inevitably, Fortnite comes up because all their kids are playing it or whatever it is. And then I always go down the same spiel about Fortnite. I really admire how Epic did the right move. What is that?
I don't know.
Somebody's playing like a loud
speaker outside or something.
Yeah.
Is that music? It sounds like a blowhorn.
A bullhorn.
Or a TV.
Anyway,
I really respect that they canceled all their games. Funneled everything into one thing that was paying, and now they're one of the biggest companies. I think that was a really ballsy and correct move. And it sucks for the fans of the other games.
Good for the business, but shitty for people like me.
Why?
Because Paragon was so good.
Oh, yeah, people love Paragon. But the game is available for anybody who wants to pick it up and develop it. Like, they put it out there.
Yeah.
Just nobody's done it, which is a weird
move. No, they've made a lot of sets. There's like three right now that are currently in development.
Oh, okay. So, good. Hopefully they do it better. All right. Do it as well, at least.
All right. I think that's it for news. Let's talk about a little hardware here. The Razer Ifrit. I think I'm pronouncing that right.
Ifrit.
Ifrit?
I think so.
I remember seeing that in Final Fantasy III.
Yeah.
It was one of the ghost dudes.
The summon.
No, he's something
Embers,
that you summon.
Espers.
Final Fantasy III, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, but this is a new headset by Razer that is not going to mess up your hair. That's the whole selling point of this, which is the biggest problem when it comes to headsets.
For you.
That the main issue.
For those who have never seen us, Bobby has the best hair.
How dare you be so correct?
Oh,
let's take a look.
Yeah. You seem like you're always in transition between styles.
You wear totally a motorcycle helmet. Yeah. You can't really expect to do much with your hair and constantly putting it in
your
helmet.
That's so painful because I've always... love doing stuff with my hair.
Yeah.
But now that I wear a helmet, like I have to like bring...
You just slick it back and the helmet kind of reinforces that.
But now I got to bring a backpack with me and then I got to bring my pomade. Then I got to go into somebody's bathroom and
that's a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or you go with the shaved head.
She has nice hair, but she should throw some color in there, like some purple or blue or something.
She white light day. Anyway, what are we talking about? Oh, yeah.
Hair,
actually.
So this is behind the... I've liked these headsets better.
I've always loved them.
The behind-the-ear ones,
yeah,
the ones that don't go over your head.
They go behind your head.
Like the sports style, yeah.
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 And
why is that guy yelling?
Because it's intense gaming
session. They're marketing towards... They're marketing towards streamers, I think, who want to, you know, maintain their appearance.
Right.
But still use a headset and have good audio.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know about this guy.
Can we get some audio?
But this isn't novel at all, though. You know,
let's rewind and see what Homeboy is saying here.
These guys have been around forever.
This is a white guy talking. He looks like Pauly Shore.
He looks like a fat Pauly Shore.
This is pretty good, actually.
Psycho, this.
That's a good commercial.
Dude, Razer is always doing these things where I'm like, that's a great idea, but then their products just like aren't that good. Like they made the webcam that had the ring light around
it. What do you mean it's a good idea? These things have been around for 20 years.
What, the around the ear?
Yeah.
I don't know. This one is
headset, like,
behind the back. What?
Yeah, talking about like a gaming headset. They don't call microphones. But
like a gaming one that is specifically designed.
Really? For years. They're cheap, but yeah.
They're cheap. It's hard to find a good one of those.
Okay.
And this one has earbuds. So the thing looks like almost like glasses frames almost that goes around the back of your head. Then it has earbuds that come out of a cord on each side. So there's some flexibility to it.
And it's wired, huh?
And then the headset comes down to the side.
Is it wired?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it is wired.
They told them, make sure you wear a black shirt so you can't see the wire.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, there's a closer look of it right
now. No, it looks
there.
Good. I don't know. Do we have a price on this?
I don't think they do. Let's go and buy now and see. No, $100. But hey, man, if it's good, if the quality is good, I don't know. Razer, I don't really trust too much anymore, even though I've never had problems with them in the past. I've never used their headsets. I've only used their mice and occasionally a keyboard.
The only thing I've ever heard from many that I actually remembered was if you have a microphone, right, why would you buy a mic stand? A full headset. You should get a audiophile run, like a Sennheiser or something like that, right?
Yeah, for sure.
And then you have a mic, so it makes the most sense.
Yeah, get standalone headphones, standalone microphone, and they'll both be better and probably cheaper too.
Yeah.
So I'm glad you remember that, but I'm also hurt that, like you said, the only thing.
Yeah, I mean, that and you throw up at movies. Fucking weirdo.
Why do you?
I'm showing your dick.
I'm just noticing the gap in this guy's teeth right here.
Like, are you just noticing that? Because I saw that and I was like, whoa.
That's quite a gap.
I need to get him from a different angle. Yeah.
As little as I would, I'd be definitely ashamed of having those gaps. Mm-hmm. But that one tooth is a mighty tooth.
It is a mighty tooth. Dude,
he's rocking that. What? It's so mighty, it told the other ones to move over.
Oh, there's the Ring Light webcam, the Razer Kiyo.
Oh, hey.
I saw that last year at BlizzCon. I was like, damn, that's a great idea. But then reviews came out, the
quality has a Ring Light
camera.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's got a Ring Light that she bought. And I think...
it's almost better.
Did she use that for her setup or for makeup? I can't remember.
Streaming? No, streaming. For streaming.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's why she looks like a Caucasian person. It's like so much white on her.
Yeah, she tries to like block some of the light by putting paper around it. And I guess that works. Less bright.
It's a diffuser.
Yeah.
Hmm. All right. We'll see if people actually use these. I'm sure once they come out, people will.
For limited time, all orders are. Oh, never mind. I thought it was $79. You going to get them, Bobby?
No. I'm much happy.
But your hair, bro.
I use earbuds.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah. I use earbuds and a.
And a mic.
An AT2020.
Use some pricey ones, right? Bose, I believe.
Yeah. I mean, they're good. There's probably better ones out there if you want to get crazy about it, but it's like, who gives a shit? You know, I'm not like that audiophile about it. I just want something quality. Yeah. I don't need it to be the best.
So I feel like every once a year, somebody tries to make a mobile PC gaming platform. And this is the one for this year. They did a crowdsourcing and they made double their money in like a month or whatever. So, AMD is giving them a chipset. It's called the Smok Z. It's very slick looking. It looks like a Steam controller, actually.
Yeah.
It has one, what's that called? That thing?
Joystick.
One, yeah?
D-pad?
No. Joystick, I guess. Yeah.
Touchpad?
One joystick on the left side and two touchpad on either side. And then it has the YXB and all that. Looks super sleek. I saw it running, but who knows if that was actually... Well, in the commercial, it kind of shows them playing like Tomb Raider on low at 1080. I believe it's 1080 resolution. It looked really good, but these things never seem to take off. Like, we see them, we talk about them, and they never land.
What's going on with that Steam... link for the phone. What is?
Yeah, who knows? See what I mean?
Oh, is that still in development?
I think so.
Oh, I thought that was released.
I don't know. So I think these.
So they're trying to get a full PC gaming experience on a handheld device.
Mm-hmm. So you can play your entire Steam library.
And this is not a streaming device, so you don't have to be connected to the same network, and you're actually having your computer run the game while this shows you and the game and allows you to control it. You're actually playing the game on this device?
Correct. Yeah. So it's doing all the processing right there. Oh, by the way, M.2 memory, it's super cheap right now on Amazon.
Yeah.
I saw it for like $89 for 500.
Wow.
Yeah, shit. Dude, it's super cheap. I couldn't believe it. I linked it. I put it on Dankest Deals.
Damn.
Yeah, they're going to sell out. That might be an error or something. Who knows? Anyway, I thought about that because I was thinking about how many games you could probably put on this. Probably not much at all, right? It's probably doesn't have much room. But anyway, it looks sleek. The D-pad, the touchpads light up, and it makes the whole thing look really cool. Yeah, man. Looks awesome. I really hope it it comes to fruition.
So I've been looking at new phones to get, and I went back. I was talking about the Razer ROG phone.
Yeah, the game phone. Well,
not the Razer, but the ROG. Yeah, and it's still not released yet. They didn't even have a release date for it.
So wait, we're talking about two different phones, not the Razer one,
not the Razer. It's the ROG,
the Asus
ROG
phone.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't know when that's going to be released, but
because the Razer one is out.
Yeah, the Razer one is out, definitely.
And what are the reviews on that?
I mean, it's all right as a phone, and for it's got great speakers, I think they were saying, and the battery life was decent, but it was lacking in a few areas.
Speakers is
from what I hear, it's not a very good phone. Like, the phone portion of it doesn't work very well, and the...
If you play a lot of games on your phone, like a lot of, not just like mobile games, but other types of games, and I think it was good for that.
Yeah, definitely. Has some good processing power for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. It's something I've been waiting for, and still no information on that, when it's going to be released. Hmm. But we're saying looking at like $1,000 for it.
Yeah, probably still in development.
Yeah.
They were showing Dota 2 on this device. Who would play Dota 2 on that? Or StarCraft 2. I've seen enough.
Yeah.
All right, RTX 2080 Ti. Did you put this on here or did Emilio?
Emilio, yes.
And he just walked out the door.
He's really good at that.
Yep. Classic. So the 2080, RTX 2080 was announced a while ago. I'm guessing the Ti has been announced. RTX 2080 Ti benchmark. Didn't even link anything. God.
He just put the fucking word in there.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Okay.
Then we should skip
on the 2080 Ti has been announced.
Yeah.
More on that later.
I want to know when the release date is, because this is what everyone's holding out for, I think. Shop all graphics cards. Limit two per customer. This isn't for sale right now, is it? Oh, Founders Edition, $1,200.
That's it? Yeah. That's, wow.
Oh, notify me. So you can't really get it just yet, but you can.
The 2080 is going for $1,000, isn't it? Is $200 more?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Okay.
God, $1,200 for the Founder Edition. This thing's going to be expensive. I don't know. Is anybody really going to get this? Like, I got excited when I heard about the 2080, and I was like, ah, oh, cool, new graphics card. Got to get it when the Ti comes out. And then, like, when I actually settle myself down and think about it, I'm like, do I really need this?
Yeah.
Am I having trouble running any of my games?
Right. Yeah, I guess people that want the best graphics with the best frames, they want to run 144 on max graphics or something.
Yeah, I suppose, but I don't know. I don't think anyone's really struggling right now, but I don't have like ultra wide.
Yeah, for sure.
Maybe that makes a difference.
But you do have a 144, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know. I don't have any trouble running games.
What were you running, 1080?
No, 1440p.
Oh, sorry. What GPU?
What am I running? Yeah, just a 1080. Not a 1080 Ti, just a 1080.
Oh.
Yeah, maybe VR it'll be good for.
So I put this on the thing and then I walked out again. I just wanted to bring it up because Linus covered it, and that's kind of like somebody that I trust and all that. And he said that the numbers were fucking fantastic. Like, he was showing all the bars and all the... yeah, I mean, that's
the
what
benchmark.
The benchmarks, yeah.
This bar is higher than the other bar?
But by quite a bit. You know, it was like 20% increases almost across the board. Mm-hmm. But he was extremely pissed off about the, you know, he did the open letter to NVIDIA about releasing an incomplete product. One, he had some really good points. One, why did you release something so powerful when AMD doesn't have anything even near the 1080 Ti? Like, nobody's even creeping up on you. So why would you rush the next thing before it's ready? And the reason that he's saying that it's rushed is because no ray tracing right now.
No games have ray tracing?
No, there's games. There's a Tomb Raider has it.
Okay.
But they're going to activate it during a patch.
Okay.
Like a patch later on at a later date, unannounced. Mm-hmm. They're not saying when. It has ray tracing in the name, RTX, or ray tracing X, whatever. Yeah. So you're selling this product with this branding on it, and it makes sense. I mean, it doesn't make sense that you don't get to get it as soon as you open the box. I mean, that's fucking bullshit, right? I mean, why did you rush it so fast? Yeah. There was no reason to rush it, basically, is what he's saying. He was happy with all the benchmarks. as opposed to what a lot of people are saying, that it's not that much more than a 1080 Ti or whatever. From what I saw and from the benchmarks, and he said, it can do a lot of stuff. And then they even ran, processing for a workhorse, not games.
Yeah.
And it did really well there as well. Mm. And so basically across the board, it's better. But this whole ray tracing thing is weird. And I guess we'll see. Beirut bought one. He already installed it. He was having some issues, but I think he got it working. Once he gets it working, I think we're going to talk to him and see what he thinks.
Okay.
Yeah. I think the TI is going for 1100.
12.
1200?
Yeah.
1200 for the Founders Edition.
Yeah, which never buy the Founders, guys. It's almost like a known thing. You don't buy it. It's not something that you do. Because once... it's kind of like... it's hard to explain, but it's like buying a stock car versus one that's been augmented by other companies, kind of like Roush used to do Mustangs.
Yeah.
You can buy a Roush Mustang for less than you would pay for a stock Mustang. And that's how graphics cards work. That's not how cars work, but that's how a graphics card work. Because these companies buy thousands of, so they get a lower price, then they modify them, then they put them on the market. So a lot of times you'll either get it for the same price, maybe even a little more, but you're going to get a better product because they've been tinkered with.
Yeah.
And so you never buy the Founder, but by law, I think they have to put out the Founders Edition or something like that. Like they have to put out this base thing so people can work on it or something. I don't know, but never buy it ever.
There's ever. A two sides to that argument though, that if you do buy a Founders Edition, you're buying the processing chips that NVIDIA know are the best. So, not every chip is made the same. So NVIDIA will test these chips, see which ones are the best chips, and they'll keep those ones, and then they'll sell the rest.
Okay. Oh, I see what you're saying. As far as like the hardware itself.
Yeah.
They're keeping the cream of the crop for
exactly.
themselves.
So it's two sides.
Never heard that argument.
Yeah.
Something to think about, I guess. But, these aftermarket ones have their warranties.
Yeah.
So if something breaks down, you can usually get a new one or something.
Yeah, the whole thing is like...
I would never buy a Founders. Never, ever, ever buy a Founders
Edition. You can usually overclock Founders more, mm-hmm. but they don't come...
And you're not going to do it as well as fucking GeForce, or who's the one that... God damn it. What's the company that I bought mine from?
MSI?
Yeah, maybe MSI.
Okay.
What's the other one? What the fuck?
EVGA?
EVGA, yeah. There's another one that has it's the WTF edition is what I have.
Oh.
From... Mm-hmm. What you
MSI?
Said? Yeah, MSI, I think. Anyway, yeah. So there you go.
I didn't expect these to be out so soon.
I know. It's crazy, dude. It, like you said, rushed.
I don't know. It kind of feels like a solution to a problem nobody has right now.
Does anybody else think that Bobby could give Linus a run for his money? Like if he had started at the same time?
It maybe.
Yeah.
I really like Linus, and I've watched him for God who knows how long now. But I don't know. I don't know.
Bobby, if you dropped everything and you did your own thing back then, I think you could be exactly where he is.
Maybe. If I really applied myself. But I'm not a self-starter type of person. I'm totally not.
That's why Emilio said, hey, Bobby, let's start a podcast. He's like, wait, are you serious? And that's how that went.
Yeah, I don't know. But, I don't know. I'm just not going to buy one of
these. Recycled, that was the FTW edition, not the WTF edition.
Okay.
Yeah, that backwards.
This is my fourth drink, so I'm feeling better at finally.
That's good.
Yeah.
All right, that's it for hardware. Let's get to listener questions.
Oh, those are long.
We're going to skip the first one because that one's obviously for Chi.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Okay. Well, just to acknowledge it, Bullstone was asking, just saying he's been playing a lot of Stardew Valley and was asking about my time at Porsche, which Chi has put a lot of time into, and he's wondering how those two stack up against each other. So I think we need to wait for her to give the official DL Gaming opinion on that one.
Yeah.
So before we get to listener questions on this one, we missed Shadows last week, I believe.
Did we?
I saw
you comment, and I could not find what you were commenting.
You find it
on.
While he's reading this next
okay.
one.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, this one's more of a comment. This is coming from Emu Killer, who we haven't seen in a little while. He says, Emilio was talking about full destruction on Battlefield 5, and I disagree. I don't think it's realistic. Look at Mosul or Aleppo. There is no full destruction in war. Also, I can't wait to hear you all talk about the new COD Battle Royale. I have hated COD for the past several years, but I tested the new one and fucking loved it.
Well, we talked about that last week, right?
Long time no talk, guys. I'm still listening.
Yeah, good.
I like how you just completely dismiss that.
No, because I knew that he was listening. I talked to him from time to time. He stayed at my house? Mm-hmm. I think so.
He stayed on my couch. He came out and visited us.
Yeah. Because he paid the $200 on Patreon, by the way. And anybody else can do that. We still have that, I think, right? The titty tier. You give us $200 and you can fly yourself out here and not stay at my house. But I'll show you around the town. So what the fuck was I talking about?
Stay at my house. I have one bed.
Ooh, nice.
So yeah, whoever pays $200. Oh, fucking God. That's a lot of dick sucking, tell you that shit.
It's basically nonstop dick sucking till you leave.
But Battlefield 5, so he was talking about the destruction. First of all, the COD, I think this new upcoming Call of Duty game is the most interesting thing they've done in like over 10 years with the franchise. So I'm excited to see what's going to happen. I don't think I'm going to play it that much, but I'm really interested to see if it's going to catch on. Like, are people going to, are they going to leave Fortnite for this?
People seem pretty hyped up about this. Dr. Disrespect was, he's digging it a lot.
Yeah. I think it's going to be pretty big.
Of course. As far as the other thing, I don't mean that everything should be flattened. And like,
it's all gotta go.
Yeah, there's no buildings at the end of every match. What I'm saying is, if somebody's in a building and you're in a tank, mm-hmm. that building should definitely be able to be blown into pieces as you're trying to look for him in the house.
Right.
So if you blow the right side off on the second floor, but he went up to the third floor, you should shoot the third floor. And then if you do this too many times, the entire building should come down.
Total like Rampage style.
Yeah, like Rampage style. That is what I'm talking about. Yeah, you're right. As far as like cities, they no matter how much you bomb. I was listening to a podcast about the Blitz that they did in London and the one they did in Germany. Nonstop fucking bombs for like 6 weeks.
Jesus.
Nonstop, dude. Just 45,000 pound bombs or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Just all day, every day, dude. Just fucking awful.
That's rough.
Yeah. Hmm. Almost as bad as your fart.
Dude, that smells awful.
Dude, it's because we gave you fucking milk, right?
It's because of the coffee.
Oh, my God. Damn. You have to go shit?
Shit. I've been farting this whole time.
No, I didn't mention the first one. This one's much worse, dude.
But they haven't been that bad, so now I got to hold them back.
Pulling that from over here.
How about you go take a shit?
No, I'm good now. I'm just going to hold
them. We're not good.
I'm going to hold them in. But the rest of the podcast, now that I know, is at that point where it's going to start smelling.
Holy shit. I used to work with the guy. If it smelled really bad, and they usually did, he'd go, I can't breathe in, because he'd breathe in through his nose, and then he'd be like, fresh off the stack. Oh, so gross.
I do apologize.
What the fuck?
Let the other ones go, man.
Dude, that was, you know, tequila and coffee.
This wouldn't happen if Chi were here.
Yeah.
Actually, I let him go all the time when Chi's right next to me.
You know, I'm going to have to sit you down and talk to you. You're showing your dick on the internet.
It didn't go up on Discord.
You're farting.
It was the coffee, because he asked him how he liked his coffee. And he's like, and he said, sweet with a lot of cream.
Now he's creaming his shorts.
Oh, my God. This is what it's come to. This is what...
Fart jokes.
Yeah. All right. Continuing on.
Oh, my God. You're making my drink sour.
Oh. All right.
Oh. I'm just going to push past this. Next question. Coming from Sloppy Thor. He says, so I finally decided to start listening to some of the older podcasts because I don't get enough DLG in my life currently. The first one I listened to was funny because Chad was talking about WoW Legion Beta. Chi was not a potty mouth. Bobby was watching a hot stream and Emilio wasn't drinking. What the fuck is going on?
You were watching a hot stream while we were... I remember one episode you could not stop watching.
Yeah, it must have been an important game.
Yeah, an important game.
Yeah. It reminds me when I was young, like my dad always had to watch baseball and it was always during dinner time. So like it was the only thing that was allowed during dinner, because dinner was like everybody, this is even before phones, but like everybody had to stop what they're doing. We're having dinner together as a family. Like, you know, people used to do back in the day. No one does that anymore. But the only thing that could be on was the baseball game. And even during like the prayer before we ate. So my dad would be there, like, you know, doing the prayer thing. And then you'd hear like fucking Jerry Coleman and Ted Leitner in the background rambling about a pitch or whatever. And it was just, I don't know. That's what it reminded me of when I was watching. Cause I do remember that episode.
I was thinking about baseball the other day when I saw like, like a highlight, mm-hmm. and the ball went into the field, the whatever, the fucking
the
stands,
oh.
the stands.
Yeah, and, it's called a home run.
And a fucking usher, and an usher caught it, like because you, why did he catch it? Because there's nobody in the fucking stadium, mm-hmm. and it's like, and he gave it to a little kid, and that's why it was on Reddit or whatever. But what the fuck, dude? No, what? Who? Why? Why are there so many games?
Oh, baseball? Oh, yeah.
It should be 25%. So it should be like football, where every game, every play matters.
Yeah.
But no, they have to extend it.
Well, they play in series. They do the same thing with HOTS. It's like they have they do a best of five. So
is that to cut down on like travel and shit, I guess?
Maybe. Maybe it's to do that. But, you know, they usually have like a four-game series, a three-game series with each team. So
yeah,
you go
I get
there
it.
And you play a couple games.
Yeah. I get it. But
it's a numbers
the
game.
Games don't matter. How many games do they play? It's like 137 or something.
Something like that. It's crazy.
It's fucking ridiculous. It doesn't matter, like, individually. Eventually, it does. Anyway, baseball sucks. That's my life. That's why we play video games.
All right.
That's why farts and ruins the fucking whole show.
I think that added content, actually.
All right.
In a way. You've added content to the chemical composition of this room.
I don't think it needed it. We got a lot of things at play here. I don't think it needed anything else added to the concoction. All right, but there was a question at the end of this. He said, but it made me wonder, what made you guys start the podcast in the first place? How was the preparation and how did it even come up? I feel like this has come up, but tell me again, please.
Sure. You want me to do it?
Yep.
Bobby and I said, see, every year I get dumber because of all the drinking and all the drugs. But when we first started this, I still had remnants of my smarts. And me and Bobby had had a really smart conversation. And I was like, man, that was really good. We should have recorded that. And at the time, I was really into podcasts. It was like Adam Carolla and like maybe not Rogan.
Yeah, this is like 2013 when podcasts were really starting to take off.
Yeah. And I was really into, you know, the bigger ones, Smodcast. And then I was like, dude, I think we should do a podcast. And I'm pretty sure he said, what, really? Like, I was so glad he was going to shut me down. I had thought about it for like 2 days. And then we had talked that conversation. And then I said that. And then what, really? And then he was into it. And I was like, I could not believe, because listen to podcasts. He's not into very many things. And from there, thank God, he had the technical side. He knows, or at least learned everything he needed to learn.
There was a lot of learning in those early days.
Yeah. And I try to be as entertaining as possible. Funny thing, too. I like this story, too. All the big podcasts have a producer that's behind the scenes that doesn't speak. So I wanted that. So Chad asked to be on the podcast. I was like, yep, you're going to be a producer. You don't talk. And so there was a couple episodes where he didn't talk, but he's trying to like do hand signals to let us know things. And we had no idea what he was saying. I was like, dude, you can talk from time to time. The producers talk, but it's
kind of like one of these where like they're away. Hey, talk about this or whatever it is. Right.
Yeah.
And so that's what I wanted. And eventually he just came on and, you know,
eventually we gave him a mic.
Yeah, and the thing with Chad and I and why that works so well is because I've known the guy for 20 years at the time, probably 15. And we already have funny dialogue just between me and him all the time anyway. That's been curated for 15 years. So once we made that go onto a podcast, it worked super well. And a lot of people would think we hate each other, but we were just roommates for 20 years. Like, not 20 years, but like probably like 15 of those 20 years. There's some sort of somebody sleeping at somebody's house, like at some point. So, I don't know what else to say. Bobby, sometimes you say things because you have better memory than me. You say things that I forget. So, do you have any? Obviously, we're going to.
Do you remember what our original name was?
Level 6 in the Spick.
That was one of the ones. Obviously, we weren't going to settle on that. We wanted to call it the Not So PC PC Gaming Podcast.
But it had already been taken.
Yeah, someone else was using it. I'm sure they're not still doing it. It was like
nobody's doing it.
No.
The only reason we're here, the only reason we're number two or number one sometimes, consistency, and we show up every week. It's like everybody else quits, I think, because they're not making the money, but we do it for the love.
Mm-hmm.
It's true. This is my, I tell everybody, like, people are like, oh, 1,000 people listen to you? Thousands of people listen to you? Yeah, sometimes, but it's like, they think that I do it for a living, but it's like, no, think about it. my hobby pays for itself. Everybody else has to go buy motorbikes and breaking their arms and shit like that. No, like, luckily I'm in a place where, like, the thing that I'm into also happens to, I don't have to worry about it. I just have to put in the time, yeah, a little bit of effort. I'm naturally funny as shit, so not that much effort.
Well, speaking of that, isn't the 5 year coming up soon? October?
Yeah. No, in November? December, oh, late December, November. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, 5 years is coming up. And it, what's funny about it is when we started the podcast, podcasting was different back then. It's not like now. Now, a lot of podcasts are heavily produced, a lot more. Even ours has gotten a lot better in that regard. But oh, yeah, so many podcasts I listen to are, they're very well done. Like, they got money behind it. They not only have a producer, they got a sound guy. They've got promotional stuff in there. Like, they run commercials. They're part of a network. Like, they've got people, you know, creative execs doing the research for them. Like, they're produced like a Hollywood TV show. So I think a lot of people are used to those types of things now. So these DIY podcasts, like, a lot of them did kind of fade away, and we're still out here kind of doing it. So
kind of doing it.
Yeah.
Crushing the game over here, man. I was laughing at Mini right now, cause he's kind of like, I can see his like fingers. I think this is the holding the farts in, kind of like, he's like squeezing his fingers and shit. Anyway, so
I was playing with these bobby pins.
Oh
yeah. Got a ton of those in here. Yeah, but that's pretty much how the story began. Actually, for a 5 year anniversary, yeah, I've been cutting some clips of our initial unreleased episodes, oh, nice, including the first time we ever hit it. That okay. Record button.
It's time.
You will hear that on the five year episode. I'm going to need you all to lower those expectations. Just drop them way down low. I know you thought like we just came right out of the gate, just soaring high. This
fantastic, but no.
But no, it was a process. And I don't know. It's been quite a ride.
In case you guys are wondering, I don't know how to bring this up. She's mean to Minnie a lot. And we're not even sure if it's real or not. But Minnie flirted with the idea of leaving because he might move away. And the first thing she said was, start the interviews for a new podcaster. Like, no, oh, I'm sorry, no sad face, no nothing. Like, hey guys, I think I might be moving. And then boom, let's get a new person in here. I don't know. I think we might run three.
We'll see what happens. Neat. Maybe we'll bring on a robot.
That was awesome. That was my favorite.
Like an AI.
Yeah. Oh, a real one.
Yeah.
We already have one.
We'll talk to Elon. Yeah. All right, moving on. Kurd the Ape asks, what is the one thing you could do that you haven't done already that would be the most effective in increasing the size of your audience?
Wait, what?
So he's asking, what's something that we haven't done, but we could do to get bigger? And I know exactly what the answer is to
social
that.
Social media.
Yeah, social media. And the reason that we haven't done that is because none of us really do social media.
I mean, she does, but she doesn't do anything for the podcast except for
it's really hard to be consistent with it. But I mean, to be successful in this, and countless people, there's been a lot of people who've tried to help us out along the way, which is very cool. You know, they come in, and the one thing that they always tell us is like, you got to be more active on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Like, you got to communicate with everybody and do this. And it's just,
I think what it is they come in with a lot of enthusiasm, and then they meet our deadpan faces that have been here for 4 years, and we're like, get in line, bro.
It's
like, they need pictures in order to post, right? And we take zero pictures.
Yeah, we are totally not media whores, and you really have to be successful in something like this. So, I mean, we could definitely expand our audience if we did that, but I don't know, man. Like, it's a lot of just the weekly workload of this, not just the sitting down recording, but like working with the audio, you know, posting it on the website and doing all those things. Like, you know, I do all that shit, and it still feels like a chore for me. And to do any sort of social media thing, which I don't do in my own personal life, just seems like way too much. So we've had people come on and do it for us from time to time, but it's really hard to be consistent with that.
For sure.
And plus, I don't know, man. I'm like old. I'm out of the loop when it comes to those things. I don't know like all the memes and shit and what's trending. So
if you're
it would feel a little forced coming from me.
If you're a social media wizard and if you want to help us out, send me an email, emilio@dlgaming.net.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think that's the big thing. And it always comes down to are we willing to put in the work and the time for that? And the answer is just always
we were
no,
paying too at some, you know, we paid some of those people, but who knows? Let's go.
All right. Warconius asked,
thanks for making us sad.
Did anyone play Star Control 2? Anyone going to try the reboot Star Control Origins?
Origins looks good. I saw it. It's another one of these. I believe it's like your life in space type game. Mm-hmm. Like we were talking about earlier, Star Citizen.
It's in a 4X game. I don't know. Let me see.
Maybe I'm wrong.
I bought it.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, okay. You did.
Yeah, I bought it and played like 15 minutes of it and decided that I wanted to get drunk instead. And this is not a game you want to play drunk.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So is it a 4X?
I don't think so.
It says adventure, indie, action, sci-fi, RPG.
There is no building, so I guess not.
Okay. So you're a spaceship, and you fly around the universe?
So far, just the solar system. Like, I flew to Neptune, and that's pretty much as far as I got.
Okay.
Space battles? Like
super 2D, cartoony, huh?
Yeah, it reminds me of, like Jimmy Neutron, like, animation, like the actual characters.
Oh, gotcha.
I didn't play much of it. So, more next week. Yeah, exactly.
Star Control Origins. Never played the original Star Control game either. I don't know why, but when I saw the box art for it, it reminded me of a game that I did play a lot of back in the day called Masters of Orion. Hmm. That's a lot of people remember that one. Star Control 2. I have no idea if these games are alike in any way, though. Possibly. I mean, the graphic style looks very similar.
Yeah, it's like managing resources. So it is kind of 4X, just without building, I think. I don't think you have to build a base or anything like that.
Dude, look at the snaz on that alien.
He is like all nose.
Wow. That was like Toucan Sam. Jeez. Follow your nose. All right. Next question. From the Mayo. Mm-hmm. Whatever happened to the DLG app?
Was that a thing?
That was never a thing.
I don't know.
Never even thought about it, right?
That sounds like some crazy idea Emilio would have come up with.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Drunkenly said it and then forgot.
Yeah, probably.
The DLG app. Yeah, I'm not sure what that would do. Player podcast?
Somebody mentioned that like a lot of apps, a lot of podcasts have an app so that you get every episode and that like, I guess you could upload links and stuff, but... I listen to a shit ton of podcasts, and none of them did I download an app for. So, yeah. I mean, if we were like maybe PC gamer, we would think about something like that, where the all inclusive or whatever. Mm-hmm. But yeah, not for us.
I couldn't even see them having an app.
They have a magazine, so you could get your magazine on the app.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Yeah. I don't know if we could advertise on other podcasts. Like that's a big thing too, doing the cross promotion.
Yeah.
On other podcasts, I have no idea if we would vibe with other podcasts. Like, I couldn't imagine guesting on another show.
I could. Easy. I'd just be over there and be myself. I'm awesome.
I don't know about that. You might want to think of a new direction there. All right. Barabbas84 asks, what are some podcasts you enjoy listening to other than your own, of course?
If I had my phone, I could go through my list. For sure, Rogan. I listened to Star Talk.
You listened to that yesterday.
Yeah. I listened to Jocko Podcast.
Star Talk is with Neil deGrasse Tyson, and sometimes they have Bill Nye on there.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
It's like it's astrophysics.
Yeah.
You know, smart guy stuff. will not apply to all. What else? Stuff You Should Know. I've been a fan of them for years. They have more chemistry than any two men probably ever have without blowing each other. It's incredible. It's incredible. One's very analytically intelligent.
Yeah.
The other one's a little more artsy intelligent. And they just know each other so well. It's just like, it doesn't matter.
They play off each other very well, definitely.
What was the last one? Ballpoint pens.
Uh-huh.
Amazing. Just learning about ballpoint pens. Fucking great.
They are very entertaining.
You ever feel like you're filling your head with useless nonsense, though?
In a way, but when you understand a lot of things a little bit, it helps you understand everything a little bit more. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. The universe around you.
You have this great understanding of the human condition through ballpoint pens.
Yeah, a little bit. I'd say so.
I don't know. Every time I learned something new, I'm just worried what fell out of my head to make room for that.
But you know a lot of stuff, of useful stuff.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. It depends on what situation you're in. Like, if you ask me to cook in a kitchen, oh boy. couldn't help you there.
I'm glad I didn't.
Like, you got to use fire. I know that, right?
I'm glad I didn't ask you to cook in a garage, because that would be weird.
Sounds like you're cooking drugs.
I feel like I'm not hitting my favorites. Sam Harris podcast.
Film reroll?
Waking up. Film reroll when I'm like on, I save those up.
Like, yeah,
when I'm like on a long drive or something like that. And audiobooks. Bobby, so you finished Outliers?
Mm-hmm.
You liked it, huh?
Yeah, I finished Outliers a long time
ago. And what did you think about, I mean, have you read it? Have you thought about his other books?
Yeah, I haven't read them yet.
Yeah. They're really good.
Yeah, there was one that I have that I haven't read yet. Grit. I don't think that's by Malcolm McDowell,
actually. Oh, no, Grit isn't by him.
No.
I think everyone, and I actually believe this should be a fucking... a class in every high school. Sapiens is fan-fucking-tastic. It's one of the best books, if not the best book I've ever read. It is entire the history of humans, basically, and just put in a way that makes sense.
He has a podcast, Malcolm Gladwell?
No.
Yeah.
It's called
Revisionist History.
Is it any good?
Yeah, for sure. He goes, he takes a look at history from like a different perspective.
Oh, I see.
So it's really informative. I listened to
Malcolm Gladwell. I called him Malcolm McDowell.
Oh.
I think he's half black, half Jewish.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I think, he is Jewish. I know that, but.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think he's half.
Yeah.
Another half Jew, half black is, what's his name? I want to get away.
Oh.
Lenny Kravitz.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
That's a good combo there. They should make more of those. Listen up, Jews.
Radiolab. Did you mention that one?
Oh, yeah, Radiolab. Well, yes, they have the best production, the best. They always went for sound design every year at the potties or whatever it is. It's so good because they put sounds that it's kind of like, Bobby, you might know what I'm talking about here, where there's no signature songs anymore, like Star Wars, where like now it's just like music that sounds like the scene that's going on, muzak, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
So like if it's a sad scene, there's just kind of like sad stuff going on in the backwards.
Yeah,
the
background. Or just like a tone.
Yeah, that's why you don't... When you think Star Wars, music right through your head.
Yeah.
But if you think Avengers, there's no...
Yeah.
There's nothing that comes to your head. It's because of that. It's more muzak, I guess.
Gotcha.
It's just trying to like invoke emotion through that. And why the fuck would I bring that up?
I don't know.
What are we talking about?
Oh, we're talking about the podcast, Radiolab.
Sounds fun. Yeah, so they do that, but not just with music. Mm-hmm. Actually, they rarely use music. They use human voices, so it'll be like just people will be giggling in the background when something funny is happening, and it really brings you into the story.
But yeah, it's not like a laugh track. It's actually like sounds real.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But nobody was laughing there at the recording. They just added that. It's just best audio engineers after Barbie that in the podcast game.
Yeah,
but their stories aren't as good as they used to be.
Yeah, I feel like I agree.
Same thing with TED Talks. TED Talks were fucking fantastic.
God, TED Talks,
dude, they fell off quick.
Literally shoot myself in the face if I have to watch another TED Talk.
Yeah. I mean, when they first came out, it was, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, this is all amazing.
It's like free education. Yeah. That was really cool.
And then they spread themselves too thin, mm-hmm. I think. Too many TEDxs.
Yeah.
There's TEDxs all over the world, which is good, I guess, for local stuff, but yeah. I don't know. And I've also heard it's kind of like a cult. They don't pay the presenters. They make them roommates. They have to share a room with other presenters. And you have to stay there for like however, three days, even though your talk is only like whatever.
Yeah.
It's rough.
Recycle says The Moth. Have you guys ever heard that?
No.
The Moth. So it's a... usually like three stories of people like get up on stage, like it's like a live recording on
You've
a stage.
You've talked about it before. Yeah.
In like a auditorium or something.
Mm-hmm.
And they just talk about like a life experience, and they're usually like really moving. Sometimes they're really funny,
mm-hmm.
and it's just life experience. Really. It's really entertaining.
I'm Chi, and I don't know what a podcast is. No, actually she's listened to like one. I think there's this one that was girls.
Oh yeah. I know what you're talking about. I think I have
the
them
podcast
here.
Podcast or something.
They suck.
Well, it's girls.
Yeah. I mean, not to say that that's because they're girls.
No.
When
you don't get it because they're girls.
Yeah.
That's what I meant.
When I was like listening to them, they were just talking about,
how they could open a pickle jar?
They were talking about how much they love the cosmetics colors. The Witcher, I think it was.
Yeah.
Like, there's like,
mean, that's all the
stuff. Oh, no, it was Assassin's Creed, and they were just talking about the cosmetics. It's like, oh, fuck. Like, yeah. An hour of cosmetics. It's like, yeah. Jesus.
But that's what they dig.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Bobby?
Should make a treehouse.
Anything I didn't mention?
What's good games is them?
Outside that says that world's
good
games.
Good name.
Yeah, definitely.
I like Away With Words.
You guys listen to a lot of podcasts. Wow.
Yeah, I got lists. But
well, you have a short commute.
Yeah.
And then as soon as you get home, you're gaming. So you don't really have time.
Drive that much. Try not to, at least.
Darkest Dungeon and podcast would be like a really good combination. I play Elder Scrolls Legends and listen to podcasts or watch Netflix.
Yeah.
By the way, Atypical, I wanted to plug that. Super good show on Netflix. Super good. Second season is probably better than the first. And it's just, it's about a autistic kid. And we have friends that have autistic children. And they're like, that's exactly what it's like. And the guy's not autistic. Like, they just did an amazing show. It's funny.
I also like Away With Words. So yeah. These are people like who analyze the language, like the history of a word or something.
Oh, cool.
And they
short ones? Are they short podcasts?
It's like an hour long, but they'll go around like a few different words.
Oh, okay. That, like, not people, just one word per episode. Okay.
Yeah. They go like maybe 5 to 10 words.
Yeah.
Of like the origins. People call in. It's like a live show. People call in.
Interesting. We were supposed to be able to do that. I guess we are able to do that, but we don't do that, right, Bobby?
No, we could. We could use Discord.
Somebody want
to
call
us? Don't. Yeah, we could talk to somebody live right now. Kurt, what's going on, man? LeVar Burton reads. So it's like the Reading Rainbow. But it's just LeVar Burton reading a short story.
Interesting.
Really cool. Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Bobby, do you have anything we didn't mention?
More and more, I'm just listening to movie podcasts, I've found. There's a really good one right now called Unspooled, where they're going through the top 100 AFI movies, which is the American films. And it's pretty insightful. It's Paul Scheer, comedian from The League, dude with the gap in his teeth, bald head. But him and a film critic, Amy Nicholson, just go through these movies, talk about them. They got really good insight. Really enjoying that one. And Doug Loves Movies. How Did This Get Made?
I have a suggestion for you, Bobby.
What's that?
One of the guys from How Stuff Works has a spinoff podcast called Movie Crush. And he brings on famous people and then they talk about their favorite movie and why it's their favorite movie. And
I don't know if I can do anymore. I mean, I listen to like 8 or 9 podcasts and like 7 of them are about movies. Yeah. Molten All Movies. But
we've talked about our own spinoff podcast where we watch video game movies and Bobby informs us while we comment, but it's just never taken off.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's pretty much just ripping off of How Did This Get Made?
Yeah.
Like, let's just do exactly what they do, but for video games. But then you'd have to be as funny as Jason Mantzoukas, and I don't know if that's
no happening. Problem.
I don't know.
He sounds like a dick. Man, suck this. All right, never mind.
Proven my point. But I don't know. I listen to the PC Gamer podcast. I listen to a HOTS podcast, but I don't listen to, I feel like I should listen to another gaming podcast, but they all mix in a lot of console gaming and a lot of them get like super off topic and go on for 3 hours. And I haven't been able to find one. I used to listen to one called
Crate and Barrel. People were, or
Crate and Barrel.
Crate and,
is Crowbar, that still
Crowbar
around?
And Crate? Crowbar and Crate? Something like that? Because just recently, somebody's asked, oh, what are good PCB gaming podcasts on Reddit? Guess what? We took the top spot until Crate and fucking Crowbar got upvoted more than us.
Really?
Yeah, I thought about posting it on our Discord so we can get more upvotes. But
when was that?
2 weeks ago.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. Yeah. So find that and upvote us.
I completely missed that. Yeah. I saw one two.
I didn't
ago.
Link it or anything.
Yeah, no, I know. I just completely missed out on Reddit though.
Yeah, it was on PC Gaming, I think.
Oh, I'm not part of that.
Why would you not be on that?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah. Weirdo. A master race I'm
PCMR,
not,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm not into it that much because it's more.
It's all
hardware.
Jokes, really.
And hardware.
Yeah.
They talk a lot of building. Hmm. Bobby, you gotta get in the Reddit game, dude. Seriously.
Reddit? I check Reddit for HOTS.
I know.
Like if there's a show,
but there's
that
other
watching.
Ones. There's PC Gamer, PC Gaming, and there's PC Master Race. I think you'd really like that one. And
I mean, sometimes like things. I'll be looking stuff up, and then like a Google search result will lead me to Reddit or like somebody's comment in a forum. But like, I don't, I can't imagine just going to Reddit just to see what's cracking, you know? I don't have that kind of time.
But you do, because you take shits.
Well, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You can be a Redditor.
Redditor?
All right, what else we got?
Let's see. Last question. Hogglefish asks, playing my first ever roguelite, Tome 4.
Never heard of it.
Enjoying the depth and flexibility. Has anyone played it? Any other roguelike recommendations?
Roguelike. Well, whatever. I'm not going to fuck around too much with the...
Roguelike.
But you got to play Binding of Isaac. You have to.
Mm-hmm.
The other one, too, is FTL. Those two are like... They started the whole... I don't know if they started... Rogue started the game, but like those
Tome
guys...
Tome must be an acronym. I'm not sure what that is.
What?
Tome. So.
Yeah, dude, this came up on Discord and nobody could find it. Or, I don't know. People are talking about it. I don't know what
Tales
it is.
Tales of the Magile.
This might be my new favorite game.
I'm looking. Tome 4.
I guess that's probably it right there. It looks like a...
Yeah. This is Alex, Tome 4. Oh, this looks a lot... Oh, another one is Dungeons of Dreadmoor.
Yeah, that's one I forgot all about.
That one's a little rough.
The other day.
A little rough looking, but man, there's a lot of... I never even beat that game.
Ooh, man, this game looks...
Rough.
Rough. That's why I said Dungeons of Dreadmoor. It looks like it.
This looks...
There's not even a walking animation.
Yeah, it's just... It's like a first season of South Park walking.
By the way, I think Hogglefish might... Wait, sorry. Hogglefosh. Hogglefosh might be the lead developer. Of Tales of the Magi.
Well, I mean, you can't dismiss it based on graphics.
Yeah, you can't, because it's a roguelike. So I'm seeing
this looks like some old school RPG stuff.
Yeah, but I'm seeing some mechanics and some stuff that might be cool.
Yeah, it's like one of those where you move, they move.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Real-time strategy, maybe? No, that's not what it's called. I don't know. Anyway. I might take a look. How much is this, Bobby?
This is $6.99.
Yeah, the mechanics would have to blow me away for me to tolerate those graphics. But yeah, if it has really good reviews too, overwhelmingly positive overall.
Yeah, it's a true roguelike. Okay, so this one.
It's funny because the recent reviews are almost always worse than the overall.
Yeah,
and I think I blame millennials. It's a joke.
Don't we blame them for everything?
Yeah.
All right. More modern than NetHack.
Hmm.
I think that's it for listener questions. What's everyone playing next week?
Go ahead.
You've been playing a lot of games, bro.
I was telling Bobby before we started that
you don't watch TV, yeah?
I'm Netflix.
Yeah,
but not even that much.
Yeah,
like an hour a night. No, I've been, I had like an ADD where I like start a game, put a couple hours in, then drop it. And what's going on is like, I've been playing that. And then I'm like, I want to play a little bit of HOTS. And I'll like do my dailies for HOTS. And I'm like, I'm going to play a few more games of HOTS. And then.
Oh yeah. You've been sucked in.
Yeah, dude. I don't know. It's like the only multiplayer game I'm playing right now. And yeah. I don't know why that is.
Are you winning?
I'm doing quick play. And yeah, I win more than I lose on quick play.
Cool. Do you have a go-to character?
I got like three. We talked to last week while you were out, a Nazebo, and
I remember that.
Oh God, I can't think of anybody else right now.
Diablo's a big favorite, right?
Yeah, Diablo. I think he's in the meta right now, isn't he?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, he's one of the more popular tanks.
Oh, I was telling Emilio that I'm trying to get better with tanks, but I suck dick.
That's the hardest role. Yeah. It's the hardest role.
And I went into my HOTS fucking philosophy that I've heard from you. I'm like, well, you know, you lead the whole team about when they're going to attack. And if it's not worth fighting for, you shouldn't go into. Yeah. And I was like, oh my God, I'm channeling Bobby here. But then he's like, I'm just playing quick play on the lower levels. Nobody follows anybody.
Yeah. I mean, tank is nice in that regard because you're really hard to kill and people don't focus you. Like if they have a shot at your back line, they're going to go after them. Yeah. So it's really easy to play tank and just be like, what the fuck, team? But, you know, you have to actually do a lot on your part to control the fight. But if people don't follow up or play off of you, it can make it very difficult.
I always talked about this. I love this little thing. Tanks almost have an extra shield. That nobody, it's like an unspoken rule.
Yeah.
People don't attack tanks, so it gives you your own shield. Like it's like a unwritten rule.
You don't have aggro. Right?
Yeah. It's crazy, man. And so you can get more done because nobody's focusing you.
Right.
Generally, in all games, I don't just mean HOTS.
Bobby, is the reason you pulled this up right here?
No, I was just looking at Valkyria Chronicles. I have the first one, and I remember this game being really popular.
It's really good. Yeah. Well, the first one's really good.
Yeah, I remember it being huge when it first came out on like PlayStation.
Yeah.
And I'd bang all of them, including the guys.
Well, that was so cute. Those were all guys, except for the dog.
What? There's at least
one girl.
There's two girls.
Girl. Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. Tales of Valkyria. Is that what it's called? Mm-hmm. Valkyria Chronicles. Whatever.
Valkyria Chronicles. Yeah. Yeah.
So it's really good. It's kind of like World War II, but like set in a different universe. Everybody has like there's these tanks as like really big presence on the battlefield.
Yeah, but it's like a turn-based.
Yeah, it's turn-based game.
Like you move your characters around and they engage in combat, or they can take like different ones. Kind of like XCOM in a way, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's okay. Like you have your team's turn,
and that came out before that style of game was like popular. Yeah. Big
turn-based strategy, guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess it is turn-based strategy. Yeah.
Maybe I'll play that this week, but probably not. I want to finish up Her Majesty's Spiffing.
That looks so funny.
And I got to finish up some games. Her Majesty's Spiffing, Cyberpunk Bar Action, whatever, Bartender.
So no WoW this week.
Oh, no, that'll happen.
That goes without saying.
We're just going to assume WoW and HOTS are part of the
The most cynical, like not getting into anything guy we have on the podcast loves the Pokemon minigame inside of World of Warcraft.
I ignored it for a long time.
Yeah, I think like I thought it was the most repulsive thing of WoW. And then now that you're talking about it, I'm like, man, that sounds kind of cool.
it's the whole, I totally get the whole Pokemon thing. Like it's the collecting of them, but then it's also the battles too.
You could pay cash for them as well, right?
There are some you can buy in the shop, but I haven't done that. They're like $10 each in the shop.
Yeah, it's crazy,
like,
man. Yeah.
But there's only certain ones.
Oh, I got to pee. Did you say?
Let's say we did. I don't know. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
What will I be playing? Tomb Raider? I might buy that. Because Mini didn't play it. He's playing off somebody else's account, so I might buy that.
Which one is it? Rise, Fall, Shadow?
Shadow of the Tomb Raider?
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
That's the newest.
Oh, Bobby, you said you're going to play this up. I listened to the last podcast. You said you're going to play it all the way through, upside down, left and right, just so you could shit on it. I'm going to hold you to that. Hmm. So at some point,
People to things we say on the podcast now? What is this?
If that's
there's
if
accountability?
That yeah.
Oh, no. I don't like how we all of a sudden instituted that rule when it doesn't serve me.
But I'm not forcing you to do something bad. It's something enjoyable.
Are you making me play a mediocre game?
That game is fun, man.
It's fun. Okay, nobody has anything bad to say about any of the new Tomb Raiders, except for you who hasn't played them. So it's
not that I have something bad to say, but I don't have anything good to say about it.
Okay, well, it's only fair that you try. Especially when you were playing like Jedi Knight. I was like, and then you're like, they don't make them like this anymore. And I was like, Tomb Raider is better in every single way. And you're like, nope. But then you're not playing it. So in order to hold that opinion,
I think today's standards.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, well, give the game a shot. Not this week, but maybe next week. Okay. Tomb Raider, maybe.
That's not going to happen.
And also, I think I've talked briefly about this to Bobby, but I think we should buy a DL Gaming EA Origin Access Elite account for the podcast so we could just all play those games. So I don't think anything big is out right now that's not on regular Origin Access. Maybe you should wait for Battlefield 5. But I know Unravel 2. I want to play that. I don't know if it's on there,
though. Did you ever beat the first one?
No. It's still sitting there. You know why? Because I'm too fucking lazy to grab my controllers and bring them out there until you came over.
Okay.
That's pretty much it. All right. Cool. So speaking for Bobby, this guy, Sean, I guess.
Why? Whoa.
And
no.
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 Minnie. Yeah. And myself. I got to go pee titties. Bye. Waterworks. Shower. Golden showers.
A lot added onto the last part. Hurry up, because I gotta take a shit.
Oh my god.
Sorry about that.